Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. Had a good one. And hopefully everybody off work at home, chilling, relaxing. Man, we got another episode, another week. The motherfucking official bad report going to strike again later on tonight, man. Probably about 8, 9 o'clock. I guess we'll get a bad report out once we know we got everybody on. Other than that, man, if anybody got any upcoming events or any announcements or anything of that nature y'all want to make, put out there, anything y'all want to let anybody know something about, man, hey, press the 1 button. Now is your time to do such. Outside of that, man, for those that haven't, man, y'all go join the Texas Grudge Committee page. Make sure y'all put y'all races on there, somebody in y'all camp. Hell, I mean, even if you just want to post a video for whoever that might not be posting it so they can get their accolades, man, it don't matter. But definitely they must be posted in there so the people that's on the committee can keep up with, you know, the races and all that and what's going on with y'all. That way at the end of the year, man, y'all can be, you know, rewarded for the different categories. Y'all go on the page. Everything is on the page as far as the different categories. What helps is that when you post your videos, put information that you can about your race and who it was with and all that, and things of that nature, man. And if not, if y'all got any questions, may y'all holler at me on the page, send me a message, whatever the case may be. Got questions about anything? But other than that, man, had some good racing this weekend. Had the shootout at the, I think it was the shootout at the park where Dean called it at HMP Saturday. Looked like it turned out to be a nice event. Bunch of different classes. And then back those Sunday. Man, had a couple grudge racing going down Sunday at HMP. Brought a nice little crowd out, man, to check out the race. And, man, they show was good, seeing a lot of people out there, man, those that did come just to see that race. And see, yeah, man, it definitely was nice, man. Everybody kind of came out, supported, man. And Richard Jackson went in the battle twice on Sunday and came out on top both times. And I see up there in Dallas they had a event that looked like it was drawing a bunch of criticism because of how things were going. And if I can get what my Dallas did at first, Dallas did it first spokesperson said, man, if you don't hear, man, press the 1 button. I need you right now, man. I need you. Need to understand why Dallas keep doing shit first, man. Maybe you can help us. Maybe you can help us folks understand what's going on up there, man. Come on, Ethan. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bro, man?
Man, I'm just trying to figure out. Man, why Dallas keep doing it first, man?
Man, I don't know, man. I took that job from KDOT, man. I wish I would have kept my mouth shut, man. It seemed like it's just biting us in the ass now.
Yeah, man. It looked like y'all. Looked like Yellow Belly had a packed house. Looked like a pretty decent event, but it was a lot of constructive criticism, I guess I could say, going on with how the event was handled. Yeah.
Right. Well, the guys that do that race, they normally street racers. So this is actually their first event that they kind of like, I guess you want to say, at a venue. Cause I kind of give kudos to them guys. Like I don't street race because I'm scared to lose my license and shit. And people call me scared or whatever, but like them dudes, man, they really like.
So this wasn't Limpy race then.
Put it like this. I can't really speak on it because I don't like personally know him or Dan Lee, but supposedly, like they were together in doing their street races as far as like Dan Lee be helping them with security and the cars and the meetings, and Limpy do the flashlight. And supposedly, like I say, as far as what I know, it was Dan Lee, like, promoted event, but he had Limpy and Limpy's crew, like, working the flashlights and lights and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I was seeing a lot of that. That's why I was trying to ask. Because I was seeing a lot of people saying that it actually wasn't Limpy event. He was just a flashlight guy or whatever.
Right. But at the same time, they pretty close with each other, so I don't, you know, I mean, it's kind of one of them things, unless you really just in a circle, you know who Eventy really is, you know, but as far as my knowledge and what I was told, it was the gentleman, you know, Dan Lee's event, and like I say, this is his first time having the event, and I mean, and he put it out there, like he say, he honestly, like, I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all, you know, Yellow Belly, that ain't your regular style type of track. I mean, that track got a when you talk about Yellow Belly, it's almost in a kind of like a mind of its own. I mean, it's gonna be cast all over the place. The weirdest shit that could ever probably happen at a racing track would probably happen there. So them guys racing on the street, and basically, you know, street racing, you ain't going to have a lot of spectators. You're not going to have, you know, you got pretty much control of your crowd. Like, if you tell people to get back, they'll get back or whatever the case may be. They came to Yellow Belly because they wanted the surface, but they kind of wasn't prepared for the crowd, if that makes sense. So
They didn't expect as big of a crowd as they got.
Right. So that Friday night, you basically got people that street racing normally don't have that many spectators on their surface of Yellow Belly with the Yellow Belly crowd all over your car, asking if you're spraying nitrous or not, knocking on your car, asking if this a real race, if Tyrone's in the crowd. Last minute, is this a setup? So they had to deal with all that. And I think it just, you know, in a sense, overwhelmed them. They're not used to it. I mean, and it caught them off guard. So his mindset of, which, I mean, I guess in a sense it worked, because I think he made a post and he said it worked for what he wanted it to, which he probably lost money in the sense of people not returning. And I guess if you want to, you know, say the spectator count, but for his purpose of keeping, you know, a substantial amount of people off the line, it worked for him. And his whole deal was, if I charge more, then that'll keep a lot of people off the line, which in the beginning it did, but I kind of seen toward the end, they end up running into the same problem kind of toward the end of the night, but it still wasn't bad as Friday.
If you look at a grudge event, right? It's basically the same way. I've seen grudge events. Where they put the gates up, they do all that. It works for a while, but eventually, man, it just seemed like you get to the point where the lines get packed. Somehow, some way,
right.
It just seemed like the start line ended up getting crowded, you know.
Right. And the only thing I was, like I say, because I mean, I kind of had to come in here and there, not on no negative stuff, but I was just saying where me personally, I've seen people charge more. And to me, and that's just my personal opinion, to me it makes it worse because then – if you just say you do get 20 people that pay an extra $50 or extra $100 to be on the line, then at some point you sure can't tell them shit because it's like VIP,
no,
you know, like that's it. If you done charge me triple the price, and hell, y'all gonna be on the line. Like, they go, I feel like people will take that to heart. You see what I'm saying? Like,
of course,
as far as,
of course. If I pay my money to get up there, fucking right, I'm gonna feel a sense of entitlement. Like, shit.
Exactly.
I paid my money.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn about what happened with the rest of them.
Right.
You make them move, but I ain't going nowhere.
So my whole ordeal is like what I was saying, you know, you can rope it off and keep that crew, you know, like, hey, four people to a crew or whatever. And if you really want to do that, then that's what you do. But, like, to me, it's like don't charge extra and say, okay, spectators, I'm going to give you a pit pass, and then get mad when they overcrowd the pit pass. You see what I'm saying? Like, my deal is, if you don't want no spectators on there, then make it mandatory from the jump. I don't care what y'all say, you know, security strictly enforced, blah, blah, blah. I got, you know, one car, four members, and that's it. And after each car race, the members got to get back. Ain't no lagging around on the track and all that. I mean, that to me, that's the better approach. But, you know, I mean, everybody run that stuff how they run it. You know what I mean? Like, some people look at it, it's an extra source of income. If, you know, hey, if I charge extra to be on the line, it's basically you saying, well, I'm going to charge extra for the inconvenience you go cause. But at the same time, just keep in mind, when that person pay that extra money and you get to tell him, get back, but I ain't getting back shit because I paid all this extra money to be here, you know? But like I say, everybody, you know, everybody run their race different. Like I mean, 'cause they're just like me. When I had roped the stuff off at the picnic, I mean, I say, Trey told me they don't care about nobody being behind the car, as long as they behind the car. And I had them policemen with them plastic chains shit. A car go through and four or five people go through and they walk and put them plastic chains, just hold them up. I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know. But can somebody get mad at me because I won't let them on the line? No, because, I mean, I didn't charge you extra. So you can't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I sit there and told you $100 VIP to be on the line and then I did some shit like that, I can understand. I can almost understand you feeling a little upset,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, it seems like a lot of like people butt hurt, I guess, after one day,
yeah,
they came
the next day, the price increased. I don't necessarily think – see, the problem up here, man, I'm be honest, like, you got a lot of people that go blame Yellow Belly for everything. So, in my case, I don't think it was a sense of everybody was mad. I just think it was like, hey, this ain't Yellow Belly's doing. Because the first thing, some people start saying, oh, there go Yellow Belly with the bullshit. Yellow Belly always doing that. So, some people – taking up for the track, like, whoa, this ain't Yellow Belly this time. And then in some other cases, it was more or less like a, man, if that was me, y'all hang me to the cross. You see what I'm saying? I think it was more or less of, I couldn't pull no shit like that. If I pulled shit like that, everything.
I mean,
those
people that, I kind of seen that come from like a promoter stance as far as, if I did raise the price up the next day on some shit, you know, which I can understand from the promoter side.
Right.
I don't feel like nobody should have blamed the track because it was actually a promoter throwing the event. So you got to kind of look at the promoter, the promoter and how they handled the situation versus just instead of increasing the prices, instead of coming up with a game plan to be like, look, today going to be different. You know, we see where we fell short at. So how about today? We come through and we come up with something where we keep everybody off the line, you know, or keep them behind the line or, you know, minimize it as much as possible.
Right.
Good.
Exactly. But like I say, other than that, and it's just, you know, a lot of that come from Yellow Belly. Like, you got some bitter people. Like I tell people all the time, man, it ain't no excuse, but they have to understand, like, Yellow Belly, that track, when I say them owners, they don't know about racing. Like, man, that family is lost. So, I mean, I get it. Like, all these people be like, oh, well, the track been open 55 years. They need to do this. It done made all this money. They need to do this. They need to do that. But at the same time, when you got somebody that don't really know nothing about racing, I mean, to them people, it's just like, hey, They got a tree and say go, and then they go to the finish line. And that's it. So until, you know, you get somebody like kind of like Mr. Running, who done, it's like the manager there now, who kind of know a little bit about racing that can put it into perspective where they can understand, okay, well, do this little upgrade here or do this or do that, then that's a different story. And then a lot of times, I ain't going to lie, people always talk about pocket watching on individuals, but there's a lot of people be pocket watching on these facilities, and truth be told, they don't know what kind of trouble these facilities are in. Some of them could probably be, you know, behind on taxes, I mean, owing people money from lawsuits. I mean, we don't know what certain stuff going on. All we just see, oh, man, they had, you know, several thousand people there. They made some money this weekend, but we don't know what them people got going on. So a lot of that with Yellow Belly gets tricky because, you know, everybody be, oh, well, we ain't going to the track because they ain't upgraded since 1970. Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but I wouldn't upgrade shit, too, if I knew motherfuckers going to come turn that motherfucker up every weekend. And that's what I used to tell even people in Hood Hood when they get mad. Like, why would I upgrade certain shit and do certain shit when I know the type of crowd that I have is going to turn the shit up? That ain't no smart business decision. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not saying that that's the case, but I'm just hypothetically speaking. So, you know, it, like I say, it's cool because that track, a lot of people started there. And then, of course, it's going to bring up that, well, if the track really safe, because, of course, you know, thank God nobody got seriously hurt, but you had all these super fast street races that, I mean, shoot, they went down through them. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at a video and see a Selmo dude go down there slip and slide and run to a wall and everybody want to cross the track down because they say the track ain't no good. So, I mean, it's something new. And I can see, like, you know, they already said they're going to do another event in September. So they, you know, the street racers might be on or something. You know, they got them a little something going, you know, with their classes and all that. And I feel like, me personally, I feel like it's good for them because they don't have to worry about running from the police all the time and, you know, all that stuff racing on the street. They can actually bring it to the track, you know, and that'll let, you know, just say myself, people that would race some of them, that'll kind of give me an opportunity or other track racers maybe to race them now, you know, because a lot of times you'll see back and forth, well, bring it to the street, and then the track racers tell them bring it to the track, and they go back and forth, and you never could get a race off because they want you to come to the street, and you want them to come to the track. So, you know, like I say, it's just I feel like it's a good thing. You know, of course, they still probably race on the street, but then if they come to Yellow Belly, that might be a, you know, median place where the two people can race if they, you know, got something on their chest, you know?
You got a point. You got a point there, man. So you talked to Joel, man. I think he's been in hiding lately. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, he's been embarrassing the fucking shit out of himself.
Oh, my man.
He got caught on camera doing bloopers twice, man.
Man, but I ain't gonna lie, man. Everybody just squeezed through that gate once or twice in their life, shit. So,
he was the one that got caught, though.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He got caught. At one point, we had the key. You know, that back gate, notorious, man. That back gate years ago just skipped a whole lot of people. Shit, when they come through that back gate, it's trouble, you know.
Let's see, 832-6971. Your mic open. Who we got?
It's Richard. I'm just listening.
All right. What's going on, Richard? Congratulations this weekend on your victories, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Goddamn, Dallas did it first.
Yeah.
Dallas fucking did it first all the time.
Yeah, let's see. Sir.
Well, let's see if we got somebody else on here. Man, got anybody else on here want to start a little shit? Richard, you want to start some more shit? You ready to lock somebody else in this weekend since you're on the goddamn road?
No, sir. I ain't got no old pressure. I'm good.
Okay.
I got to fix some shit before
take
I go
back out.
I'll be out like 2 weeks and I'll be back.
All right. Well, let's see, man. Who else I can get on here and start a little shit?
I would like to thank everybody that showed up this weekend. I appreciate it. It was actually a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up. A lot of cars that we haven't seen in a while. So. And then I want to personally thank Troy and them for giving me that race. And I'm sure y'all see it again.
Go on mute for me, Ethan. Go on mute, Ethan.
Okay.
You're getting a bunch of background noise from me. Yeah, the Battle of the Jacksons.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see it again. No doubt. And but hopefully this time it'll be on K-Dog's turf over there in Evadale to return the favor. But we do it wherever he wants, but if he wants to do it there, I'm good with that.
Good deal. Good sportsmanship. That's what we need a lot more of. I mean, just returning the favor. If somebody come running you at your house, just returning the favor and running them at their house if that's what they choose to do or if they choose to run it back wherever, you know.
But yes, sir.
It definitely gives, you know, another home crowd.
I say this, anytime you're racing Troy, it's sportsmanship, man. He doesn't make it personal, and it makes it easier on everybody and a lot more fun. You know, it don't always.
A lot of people don't know, but come on and tell me how long you been wanting to race Troy. You ain't never raced Troy before. This is your first time racing Troy.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been doing this shit, man. I've probably been doing it 8 years, 9 years on the grudge deal, and we've had a couple different races, but never got off and. It never happened. Definitely one of the guys that I look up to, even though he's younger than I am. When I started, he was already doing it. So definitely one of the guys I look up to. And like I said, on the track, off the track, he's got good sportsmanship, man. He don't make it personal. You know, it's just racing. Like I said, I mean, a lot of people say friends and stuff can't race each other and make it a true race, but man, once you put them helmets on, it's a different story.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jackson, your mic open, sir.
Hey, everybody, this is the Red Light Bandit coming in here, checking in. Hey, Richard, hey, man, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to finally race you, man. It's been a long time, and like you say, man. Man, I like to thank the fans, everybody came out. Man, we had a good time. But like Richard said, friends can't race. And it was a legitimate race because we were all betting. We all bet it. And, man, it just went down the way we didn't want it to. But, hey, still had fun, man. Had a good time. Like I said, red light bandit in the house, man.
Damn it, boy. Yes, sir.
Nah, man, we had a good old time, man. I told Richard, I said, boy, he woke something up in me, man. You know, from the time he said lock in, and that's what we needed.
If you go to the video, they just posted a video of all the cars on Facebook, and you can see at the end, even after Troy gets out of the car and he's screaming and hollering and fucking yelling at himself and shit. You know,
I ain't even seen the video yet.
Shit, and it's all on the video, man. It's all part of the deal, but definitely I want to say, you know, you can grudge race and be friends at the same time. And, you know, when it's time for business, you handle your business and then you go on about your business at the end and be friends again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I so appreciate the opportunity, though, man.
And like
it was a hell of a thing. It kind of brought me back like 10 years ago, Richard. You know, when we go out there, just do what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people try to make it personal every time. It really don't got to be, man. You can just race and have fun, you know. And still put a decent amount of skin in the game because there was a decent amount of skin in the game for sure.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Yes, sir. Not only did you fuck up Mr. Jackson, man, you fucked up Kareem not once but twice. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Twice. One was just a shakedown on Saturday to give him a taste of what he was going to get on Sunday. But I actually cut it a little easy on Sunday. I went ahead and chose the race. You know, I didn't want to pay Punk out to them, even though my car was 100%. So I went ahead and raced. But yeah, definitely, I'm gonna fuck Kareem up again one more time. Because he's still asking for it, so he likes a little pain. He likes pain, so I'll give him some more pain.
You're pain.
And see, to the fans and the racers out there, a lot of people don't know. Richard worked on this car all day Saturday, damn near Sunday evening, to make sure that race is gonna happen. He come to me, told me like a man. He said, "Man, I'm not playing Punk out. I'm gonna be there," you know. And that's the kind of shit that we need more of. More races that just laying dead to just race, man. And that right there, and my hat goes off to that crew over there, man. They worked their ass off to get up there. We scrambled too,
yeah,
we was fighting a few things.
I made a phone call to Sam. Sam had the same shocks I had. I haven't sold them to him like a month ago. And I bust the shocks out on Saturday night. And I called Sam, and hats off to him. He loaned me his shocks for the night, for Sunday night. So, got to give him props, even though we all don't hang out all the time and everything. You call them up, man, they were there to help me out and make it where I could race. And like I said, I still had a little bit of problem, but we raced, and we're going to race again for sure, man. This time I hope it's on you know, K-Dog's turf or however he wants to do it, and I'll return the favor for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy, good deal. Good deal, man. Good damn deal. Let's see who else we got on here. Troy, how your day was today, brother? Troy, you there? Guess he didn't went on mute on me, Richard. Shit.
I know he ain't got Boost Mobile, so something happened.
He might be still seeing red, you know. That's probably what's going on. He's still seeing red. Might have blanked out for a minute.
I know y'all gave him hell. I'm out here in the garage, man. I was trying to squeeze off making a whole bunch of noise. Cut it out there, JP. Hey. I'm going to get on your ass in a minute, JP. You better leave me alone. Only I can talk about my
I didn't get to give him hell that day. That was my anniversary Monday. So when they was giving him hell, I missed out on all of it. But I heard it was a pretty rough Monday for the crew, man. But shit, it definitely was a good one, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed just the, you know, the hype, the build up, the actual race. Cause hell, I didn't even know Troy Red lit. I was standing on the side over there. Once y'all left, I just was following the cars down the track, and I looked. I said, "What the fuck? Why in the hell is Richard light coming on?" I'm like, "Something must be wrong with the light." And I turned back and looked, and everybody, "Oh man, Troy went red." I'm like, "Fuck." Yeah, man, but definitely was a good one, man. Well, let's see what else we got on here, man. Come on,
JP, we need more hype like that every weekend, goddamn.
Yeah, we definitely do, man. We definitely do, man. It definitely was good.
From everybody, from the small guys to the big guys, man. Shit, step up to the plate, man. Just start getting on somebody.
Yeah, and that thing got to be. It just, man, it ain't. And the thing about it, man, to raise somebody, it ain't got to be for a bunch of money. Shit, a couple $100, $500, shit, just a couple $100 if that's all you got to raise for. Just to put a little skin in the game and make it, you know, make it more competitive. And get a little camaraderie going on. Yeah, definitely.
Man, where my homeboy?
409-7044. Oh, hold up, goddamn. Who that was? 7044. They put their hand up and right back down. Mr. Rogers, where you at?
You got to give Kareem. You got to give Kareem and Nick props because I think that's their second or third grudge race this year already. So you got to give them props too because they going in the battle. I mean, they battled at Hell at the Dell and also there. So definitely got to give them props. They've been a little active this year already too. So
Yeah.
I think he's one and one now.
Yeah, that'll make him 1-1. Mr. Rogers,
Michael. What's happening, man? I'm on there. What's going on? Congratulations again, Richard. We definitely need to do that as soon as you get ready. I ain't trying to be funny. I've been exercising, so I probably I sound a little drained now. I've been trying to get this weight off. But we get together and get it going. But we ready for the next move. I appreciate the action. Like I said, you did call us out. You know what I mean? So it's not like we picked on you. You called us out, and that's how it's supposed to go. You know what I mean? And we answered the call out, and it didn't go our way. But it was good action, and everything went well for what I'm concerned. For the way the race went down and how it happened, how everything went on, I'm cool with that. That's how grudge racing is supposed to be. But like I said, again,
yes,
congratulations. And I've been on a bike riding. I got to ride like 5 miles, so I'm a little wore out. But I might have perked up once I get my marbles back together in a minute. But again, congratulations. I was on here listening the whole time, and Troy. You fired up, hyped up, or shit. I was riding the bike in that wind. It's just damn near killed me, man. And I need to get on when we get.
Oh, you fighting against
off.
The wind, man.
Yeah, man, damn near killed me, man. I want to get off the bike and push it. But Ethan said some BS. I got to get him to. I'm best be late on once I get catch my breath.
Well, I think I got on late. What did Ethan say?
Oh, man, what I'm saying.
Yeah. He made an excuse for Joe. Talking about, yeah, everybody get up. Man, there's no excuse for that, man. That man, he was a little popping in the game.
Listen to me, though. Now, I got to be fair and out front, though, man. We all just sweet through that gate, man. Everybody up there, there was nobody.
The gate. All the controversy is talking about people paying at the gate. It was much money, and they caught him on camera. Mr. Know-it-all
but
himself.
He had a green band on, though.
Man, that come from Big J. He tried getting over there. That didn't work, so he got through the song with that.
Hey,
I'm going
JP, that boy had one of Big J fans on.
Yeah. And then he told him how you going to use the restroom.
Hey, now, I ain't going to lie. I'm sure it's talking about, I done seen people pulling out there. They yell a bit because they used to come to the state.
We're not gonna let you get them all drawn out of houses right now. The dude got caught, man. And that's it. You can't clean
him.
It up for
I'm
him. You can't
about
fix
in
it
general.
Up.
I ain't taking up him. I'm just saying in general, I never see nobody pull one from a different race. Yeah, I knew they used to do track on track. You're like, yellow bit just keep the same colors, but man, I seen that Big Jake baby, so I'm tired of it. I told JP earlier I said I hate I even came out here about that fear to do it. Ever since I've been raised in about that, it done bit me in the ass.
Yeah, buddy. 346-8784. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, what's going on, girls? Bro, the street sweeper. Hey, I'm listening to the show. I'm just trying to give myself time to let this pain pill or this medicine get to working on me, and I'll be back because I got a whole lot to talk about. And appreciate the racing this weekend. Appreciate HMP facility, and I'll be back. Soon as I get my second win there.
All right, for sure. Yeah, man.
Hey, man, but I ain't got y'all, man. You know, hey, VP, can you draw longer? He got me a little wary, man. He usually be saying something.
He's
still
hung in the
field. I don't know, man.
Hold on.
I might have drawn him out the bush of the streets with him. I think I see why he ain't paid his bill yet. Yeah, that you know, he crawling through fences and shit. He must can't pay his tab, you know, on that race this weekend we had locked in. But I ain't saying nothing. But
uh-oh,
I'm going to go back on mute. Just,
uh-oh,
I'll be right
back. Oh, shit.
Well, if it got that.
Oh shit!
Shit, Dallas did it
oh,
first.
Oh shit! Let me see.
No.
Let me see, man.
Here we go.
Let me tell the text, Joe, man. Let me tell the text and see if I can.
Man,
he
ain't just here to get him on his phone, man. All that texting. Man, if he ain't on it. He know what he's doing. He's ducking. He's ducking that thunder.
He's ducking.
Yeah, he dug in there. Last week he said it wasn't him that fell off the bike. But clearly we know who it was. This week you got him like a deer in the headlights. He ducking. That's what it is. He's maybe he'll come back more humble. He'll humble himself a little bit.
God damn.
And yeah, and I'm saying that we got our ass kicked Sunday night. Oh, I'm still talking though, shit. I faded that Thunder. I went over there and shook that man's hand after we got our ass whooped. And told him good race. So I fade all my heat. Why he can't fade his heat?
That's how it should be, man. I commend him on that too, man. I wish we could adapt that. Now that I will stand as a man and say I wish Dallas can adapt it. Houston and
Ethan, say Houston was the first one to do it.
I think y'all were the first to have this proper racing sportsmanship. Cause up here, man, shit, that day, you lose somebody up here, I think you're gonna be their enemy. Well, I'm not like that, but I can't speak on anybody else. So not really. I think it's just a selective few. But and then I think that's where that true grudge, like I think that's where the word grudge really comes in with a few champions out of here. Yeah, you take. On some of them, you can't make a comment wrong about the other one, and there you go. So.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying, man. Old Joe been goddamn hot. He used to be everywhere, all on Facebook and everywhere else. He can't get a gas nowhere now. I had to put him
what's
on back of the milk carton. He on here. He on here.
You go back to the trailer. He over there. He done fell out all on the ground and all that. Man, get up out there. Man.
He was throwing a tantrum, man, like them little kids.
I ain't going to say a tantrum. He just fell out on the ground. And that's the first time for everything, man.
Who did that?
Oh, yeah.
Dallas. Y'all got enough going on over there. You got enough going on over
oh,
there.
Oh, y'all talking about y'all. Oh, okay. I thought you said somebody in Dallas did that.
Oh, no. The only thing, only one we that possum was the only one on the ground we found.
Oh, okay.
Not the possum. Yeah, man. Well, dang, Mr. Rogers, after this weekend, man, I mean, you got anybody else on your radar you looking for right now? Or you just
King B.
You just going to sit back in the cut?
King B.
Damn.
King B.
I couldn't even finish talking. Shit.
Yeah, King B.
Dallas
going to get it
first, huh?
Yeah, King B. I'm just stopping right there. Sure.
Oh, shit. So you got a hand went up. I think this Cyrus, though. Cyrus, mm-hmm. This you? Calling from this block number?
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me? Or I need
yeah,
to go
yeah,
to
yeah,
another
yeah.
room.
Nah, you
what's
good.
I'm
you
just
good.
Chiming in.
What the hell is,
how y'all doing, JP?
Where the hell is King B at,
what's
man?
What's up, bros? What's
up, man? Man, call King B name. He ain't come out the bushes? He ain't come out the motherfucking bushes? Much shit as he talk? Hold on. I know I seen him on here too. Hold on, here you go. I'm trying to open this mic up. King B.
Yeah, what's up?
Man, that man looking for you, man. Man say he wants your ass next. What's up?
Who looking for me?
Huh? Man, somebody just said that. I asked the man who if he was looking for somebody who he had on his mind next, and he said you.
Who's looking for me? I can't make no
noise.
I said I can't do nothing.
You can't do nothing? Oh, okay.
He's a runner. He's a track star. All
right, well, get you out. Chaz back in the hole then, goddammit. Press the one button if you want to come back on.
Who looking for him? I'm looking for him? I might do this one. Depending on who looking for
Miss Graham looking for you.
Oh, I can't make no more. I'm good.
I'm going back on this. I'm scared. All right. I'm fine. All
right. Well, another one bites the dust. Excuse me.
JP,
what's
I'm,
up, sir?
I'm late on
what's
the show.
What's up, sir?
I'm late on the show, man. Did MC Wideback get on here and try to hurry up and bash himself before somebody else did? I'm just saying. Where's he at? Hey, I just you trying to beat everybody to the punch. No, you come
I'm over here, boss.
I caught
I'm over here, boss.
Did. You come in here talking about, yeah, we lost. Yeah, we got our ass blown out. Yeah, blase, blase. You try to hurry up.
I'm shaking it, boss. I'm shaking it. I'm over here, man. Go do what you got to do, man. We can take it. We big boys.
I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute right quick. I'm going to let the show go out. I just want to make sure you was on here. That's all.
Yeah, I'm on here taking it, man. I don't know how long I can be cool now. I wore for a few days. I didn't post nothing on Facebook. I've been cooling. I might come out my shell in a minute now.
Yeah, I know it. You trying to take it out on King B now? You wouldn't even let JP talk. You talking about King B? King B?
No, he asked who I'm looking for next. You know what I said? But when King say he didn't want to do it, I left it alone. I ain't beat on a dead horse.
We'll
figure something else out.
What did Mr. Jackson say? Mr. Jackson, did he ever get on the show?
Which one?
The real
yeah,
Mr. Jackson. The King Jackson. The King Jackson. The one
oh,
that,
damn.
The King
he on there.
Yeah, I'll tell you. All right. I'll be right back, fellas.
Where Larry at, JP?
He on here. Let me see if he can press the one button. Yeah, hold on. Larry, where you at? Press the one button. 346-1134. Your mic open. Ethan, go on mute for me, please, sir.
And I just put these socks on, too.
I'm already on mute, bro.
Let's see. 346-1134. Who we got?
I'm sliding on that bitch.
Larry, where you at? I know I seen him on here. Hold on. I see last week he was crying because I ain't opened his mic fast enough. Now he over there ducking.
Brother Mag, he can't
there
run
you
the
go.
Show.
Come on. Yeah, come on, Laro.
Man, it sounds like y'all talking about me. That's what I got at the situation. I just got on. So what's up?
You been on. You
what's
was
on
gone, you fell off, and then you got back on.
Yeah, I know it. Doing too many things at one time.
As usual. As usual. As usual.
Ain't nobody
asked
you nothing MC Wide back. Ain't nobody asked you nothing.
You right. You sure right. Sure right. I ain't saying nothing. Where is Troy? Did you watch that? Did you watch that video, Troy? Cause you act a damn fool at the end of the video.
Man, hey, who is it? Who got it? I need to go check it out. Man, I've been hearing about it.
Dog, I ain't seen it. What I say, man? I'm in the heat.
Oh
remote,
man, you act a damn fool. I'm ashamed. I don't even want to.
The
hell
that
thing you
was. The hell that fucking. Damn, it was a saint. It was a saint. Yeah. For acting much of a fool.
Richard had to calm me down. He can even celebrate for calming your ass down.
Damn. Hey, but you know what? That's competitive
spirit. Kevin,
in it, that,
that shit out, you know, hard-headed motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, that's just for being competitive. I mean, and that shows us true friends that, yeah, that their friends can race and be competitive like a motherfucker. Excuse my language, but yeah, that peeled and kicked in. So I'm off mute now. So the thing is, I can appreciate that. And that's why I don't care what pain I got to go through, I'm going to be there every chance. And it sounds like it's in the making of a Jackson-on-Jackson rematch that is going to be the, you know, like the caliber of Frazier and Ali. Okay, yeah, I'm going to use that. Okay, I'm going to do my thing as a fan, and I'm going to promote Jackson on Jackson rematch. The Thriller in Manila. Okay, the Thriller in Manila, that was former. Okay, but you know what I'm trying to go with this here. Yeah, we're going to do a Frazier against Ali type continuance. Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Hey,
I'm still stuck on
that
embarrassed
God
my
damn,
man.
Goddamn, I got to watch the video.
Yeah, what I missed? What a video! What I need to do?
He got the car. He threw his helmet. Threw the helmet in the parachute.
I didn't throw my helmet.
Come on, Troy. You need a hug. Come here. You need a hug, man. He hugged him.
Flag on the
plate. Like conduct. See your ability.
Hey, they're going to post the whole thing on Facebook, too. The whole thing.
My mom on my Facebook, man.
she might call you and ask you, are you okay? Baby, who did that to you? Who did that to you, baby? You was mad. You tell that Richie guy I want him. I want his head. He got my baby kissing like that.
Wow. Hey, but yeah. I appreciate it, man. I was so excited that I had to, like, calm myself down, like, for the next 2 days and compose myself from really posting how excited and ecstatic I was just over this weekend period at HMP. And
yeah, I believe they knew because you were posting, but you was everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
I believe they knew how excited you were.
Yeah,
but ain't nothing wrong with it. Shit, ain't nothing wrong with that. Do what makes you happy. You ain't disrespecting nobody, so shit. That's how you feel doing. Do it. Shit.
Yeah, 10 folks.
Battle of the Jacksons, man.
I'm that devil, though.
But as a fan, I understand why. Somebody didn't take that challenge that was just admitted tonight. I mean, Ms. Graham showed the war was on that G-body mission, on that G-body mission, man. So I can respect Team B for gracefully buying down tonight.
Street sweeper.
Yeah.
Boy did that out of anger. He did that out of anger. He didn't mean to do that. He did that out of anger.
Damn. Hands and went up. I'm over here standing around. Boy, hold on, King. Okay, King B, your mic open, King B. No, you go ahead. I'm trying to open up the mic.
That's what I'm saying, man. I really was doing something while ago. I really couldn't come in with brutal force a while ago. Hey, man, he don't mean that. He really don't mean that. He just over there just trying to do
something. Hey, King,
hurt
King,
him.
King, King, King,
King,
King,
King,
King,
King, King, King, King,
King,
King, King,
King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King, King,
King,
King, King, King, King, King, King,
King, King, Nah, hell nah. What you want to do, Taylor? I'm pissed off now.
Whenever
you're
ready, I'm ready. We can do it Sunday. We can do it Sunday. We can do it Sunday.
You want to come up here? All right, Sunday will be good for me.
Okay, what you want to do?
I'm really trying to fuck up next couple weeks.
Just let her know what you want to do. Just let her know what you want to do.
Yeah. We probably do it like maybe like last weekend in April or something, or this month or something.
Now, you know we're going to be in Memphis last weekend in April.
Okay, we do it when y'all get back from Memphis, man.
Oh, you're not going to Memphis? You talking about y'all. You ain't going to Memphis?
Man, I got some shit going on that weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I ain't
going to
make
it. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, we get it on. We're going to get it on.
Yeah.
They just knew I wanted
that's
next.
That's what I'm talking
about,
baby.
You know, come up.
Bounce
we'll
back,
get,
baby.
I couldn't come in with brutal force while I was. I had to lay low real quick. I'm back now. Top shot
is
back. Yeah.
Well, I'm here. I ain't got no problem with none of that.
Yeah. You better be on that time when you get no action back. Ain't wrong with you.
Well, he said 2 weeks. I mean, well, I ain't the one to just be talking slick and not, you know, man, say 2 weeks, okay, cool. You said whenever you said, okay, cool. Shit, we know what it is.
All right.
Yeah, man, you got to keep spit boxing and all little extra stuff. We know what it is. We know what it takes to get a raise on. Shit. I'm in heat over here. I'm in heat over here. I ain't going to even lie to you. I ain't going to just jump off the bridge don't run anything. I'm just trying to get my leg back and see something I can deal with. I ain't tell you I'm looking for any and everybody because I ain't. Shit.
But for sure you looking for me.
Yeah, I'm looking for him. Because he said something last week.
By the time he looking for me, shit, when I was looking for him, he was ducking. You know what I'm saying?
I know, I wasn't ducking. I wasn't ready. It's a difference.
Well, I ain't ready.
Yeah.
I
let it ride.
Yeah.
Mr. Most Impressive.
If I can go in your ass right now, I would. I ain't lying. And if I wasn't stopping, just keep coming.
I got me stopping you though. We like there's need to hear another. We can talk to the cows. Come on. We'll wait till after like when you ready. We gonna get you out the way. Right, Troy? Right, Pinky? Pinky Tuscadero.
What are you going to do tonight, Green?
Where's Pinky? Where's Pinky?
He say Pinky.
Where's Pinky Tuscadero?
Him down.
Oh, he's looking at the video.
Hey. He quiet.
Tate out the brain, and Troy Pinky.
Same thing we do every night,
Pinky. Ties the tables of foul.
So we'll take all that, man, till we see you.
Damn.
Hey, man, he put the wool on notice with that one, though. Even though it was a quick draw. He put the wool on notice.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I think both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Both of y'all did do y'all the action, you know what I'm saying? Like, something wrong with my phone?
Yeah, you was going in and out at first.
Oh, no, I was just saying shout out to both of y'all, you know what I'm saying, for bringing that action, you know what I'm saying? Y'all did a damn good job, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, Richard Jackson came out victorious,
You know what I'm saying? You know, he had Troy over there shaking like a crap game. You know what I'm saying?
Other forms of racing, and then backdoor
and go ahead and commit to the first two down the track in a grudge race straight off the trailer. So he did that. So he get the Cub report from me, my perspective as a fan, because I can appreciate that.
All right. So who is your bully? You got a bully?
Yeah, there's a bully out there. It's a bully. Simply fact because, you know, he mentioned King B tonight. So that's why I'm giving him the last second bully. You know, that's the last second bully. Yeah. After we seen what we seen, you know. But all in all, I appreciate it. Again, thank you. I missed Saturday because I couldn't fight through the pain, but I damn sure wasn't going to miss Sunday. So I made sure I was there. I appreciate everybody speaking to me, showing me love at the track. Sound like they miss a brother, and that's encouragement right there. You know what I mean? So I appreciate everybody, and I'm going to keep encouraging the fans. Push the one button. Speak your mind. Speak your mind like I do. Speak. Voice your opinion.
Right. Hold on, Sleeper. Hold on, Sleeper. Let me see. Let me finish your bad report. You got a thought?
Thought? Hold on. Let me think. No, I can't get no thought report to nobody,
you
know.
All right.
You got
a jackass? You got a jackass?
Hold on. Let me think. No. Oh, well, the jackass is Joe. Yeah, fuck that. I got a jackass. It's Joe. Yeah. Jackass of the motherfucking month. Joe.
Good report.
Yeah.
All right. You got a Lamont Safford. You know, Lamont Safford is the big dummy.
Well, that goes to Joe, too. Especially after that white fight. And then try to say it wasn't him. And then, you know, he going to mask gas when I talked about the Jackson on Jackson crime. He was the first motherfucker that – excuse me, let me calm down. He was the first individual that inboxed me. I ain't going to put the people on blast who inboxed me. But just know I gave the man – well, today is Wednesday, man. Come on, bro. You was the first person that show ended, he was the first person to inbox me on the lot. And now he's disappeared. Now he's cast with a friendly ghost out of a sudden. You know? So, yeah. That's
right,
the jackass and the goddamn big dummy. Going back on me.
All right. Who you got? Do you got the most impressive of the week?
Wow. That's a hard one. Most impressive is HMP. And the ethic, the professionalism of the crew. I watched them. They're doing a great job Saturday, Sunday. They trying to accommodate the racers. They're trying to accommodate the fans. And I can appreciate that. So it's growth. So yeah, the most impressive is the H&P. Go on me.
What about a driver of the week? You got a driver of the week?
Man, that's a lot of categories. That's why I don't do the bad report. I see you. Hey, Cyrus,
well,
you do a good job, sir. Okay. Let me think about
it. You ain't
got
one. We can move on now.
No, hold on. Job of the week. I really – well, you know what? It's hard. All drivers of – all the racers get that driver of the week, especially who committed Saturday and Sunday. All the drivers that gave the fans what we deserve to see. So that goes out to all the racers.
Last category, the race of the week.
Race of the week. Race of the week. Both days or just Sunday? Are we talking about both days?
Whatever was your race of the week.
Well, the race of the week was pretty much the big one, which a lot of fans was inbox me like, damn, or posting on my wall like, man, was that the big one? So the race of the week, we'll have to go to the Jackson on Jackson crime. Battle, the Jackson battle, you know, even
battle
though, you know,
Jackson,
one, yeah, battle of the Jackson, you know, that's my race of the week for me, my highlight. That's why I stayed there. Right. We stayed there until it was gone. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else with mic open? Y'all want to give a bad report? Anybody on the phone? Y'all want to press one button to give a bad report? If not, then we're gonna let Cyro get a official bad report. Anybody? Anybody? Nobody? Going once, going twice? All right. Well, Sweeper, I sure appreciate you, man, participating, man, you know.
Ain't no
Tyrone, where you at?
I'm here, babe. I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, if nobody else want to give one, man, we can give them a couple more seconds. If somebody else want to give a bad report, if not, then, I mean, you can.
Yes.
We're going to let you give the official bad report.
Open up. Let somebody press them one button. They might have a bad report. They might have went to some different races or anything. Ain't nobody pressing
one button. Nobody pregnant one, but, man, everybody, you know, this is something a little new we've been doing, so I think everybody's still a little gun-shy. I know, ain't going to be gun-shy, you know. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that pill kicked in quick, too. That pill kicked in. He got me thinking he popped the X pill over there. That motherfucker kicked in so fast.
Yeah.
Shit, he woke up quick.
Same one for me.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
okay.
Cyro, I guess it's on you, baby. Everybody go on mute, man. Everybody go on mute while we get an official.
Bear report. Okay, the bear goes out to Richard Jackson, Cold Blue. That man showed out this weekend. Okay, I'm going to give the club to Red Dog Express, Hillbilly. That was the club to me. That man got out there and did his thing. The Thot, oh boy, Hollywood Cold, Kareem. And we all know why they call him a Thot. Yeah, he engaged and got down and went down that track 3 or 4 times. But I'm talking about they stuck it in him every time. Say, okay, the Lamont Sanford. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I don't want to pass up this. The Jackass goes to the Crump Boys. And if anybody know why, you can press the one button and tell me why they the Jackass. Is anybody? Shy Will, Lil Larry,
I
can tell you why they the goddamn Jackass.
Boys got the Jackass.
Hell, they wanted to fight everybody.
Mm.
They wanted to fight everybody after they.
Yeah. We say, well, Lil Larry?
Yeah.
They want to fight everybody?
Well,
okay.
I think I understand it. Hillbilly wanted to split the pot, and they didn't want to split the pot. They wanted to run for it. And then I say something about the car messed up or whatnot, and Hillbilly didn't want to wait on them. And they got mad, but Hillbilly said, since they didn't want to split the pot, he was going to go and go. That's what happened.
Oh, hold on. And I heard they put up a pot on the side, too. So they didn't want to split, and they put up a pot on the side to go with it. And they went home empty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was a good report. That was a good report, sir. That was a good bad report.
Hold on. I'm not
all
finished.
Right.
No. This shit just got started. This shit just got started. You guys can get up out this way. No, sir.
Can I announce that with Cyro?
Yes, sir. You can announce
Cyro, can I be the one that announced that one?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Who is the Lamont Sanford?
Hold up.
We got a Fred and a Lamont Sanford.
Well, let me give you who Fred is first, and then I'll tell y'all. No, I'm going to tell you Lamont and Fred. So, we... Goddamn, JJ, you going to let me get it out? But Lamont is trouble motherfucking toy. And then, goddamn me, Fred Sanford is MC Wideback, a.k.a. K-Dawg.
Oh, boy. And what does Fred come and tell Lamont Stafford after he do some crazy shit.
Well, you big dummy.
Damn.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You big dummy.
Oh, man. Damn.
Hey, okay. Hold on. I got a question, Cyro and Lil Aaron. So, did K-Dog call Troy the big dummy when he left early or when he pulled the shoot?
No,
when he left early, you got him back. You big dummy.
Hey, hold on. He ain't no dummy for being safe, though. Nah, he ain't no dummy for being safe. I mean, he knew he was going through there. He knew it. He didn't realize he read it until it was, yeah, he seen it. He didn't get the win like it. So we can't laugh at him for being safe. I'm going back on me.
Street sweeper, that's why we love you, street sweeper. You always want to put a Band-Aid on their ass. You always want to.
Street sweeper. Hold up.
You want a Band-Aid to move.
Street sweeper.
We going to catch you.
Hey, hold on.
So
I have to come off mute.
Hold on, JT. I have to come off mute. Goddamn, I got to defend my side. I take this big guy.
I knew it.
No. Hold on. Let me talk.
I let y'all talk. I'm trying to cook, but I let y'all talk.
Let me talk. For the answer, JJ asked, for thinking I'm a big dummy for pulling the suit. When I left that motherfucking tree, I knew I went red. I was just throwing shit in faces. That's why I threw the shit. I knew I went red when I dropped the brake. I could see the light.
Oh, man. I'll take a big dummy, but I ain't going to take no big dummy for no suit.
You just wanted to throw your dirty drawers in that man's face, man.
No, I was throwing the shoes because I'm going to stop. You can ask Richard. I told Richard didn't even know I went red. I told Richard I went red before he got out the car. I know I went red when I dropped the brake. I seen the light.
I'm just bullshitting, T-Roy.
No, I tell you all the rest of it, but I ain't even coming no big dummy for pulling no shoes now. I can't tell you.
No,
for the red.
So, you take the big dummy for everything else, huh?
Yeah, I take the big dummy, but I can't take the big dummy for pulling the shoot. No, I can't take that.
Hey,
Laro, you was right, too, because, look, y'all going to look at me looking like, you big dummy. I'm like, yeah.
He lied.
I ain't lying. Laro.
What kind of conversation was that on the way home? How that conversation went?
Look, Cyro.
Don't finish your battle for us. Don't finish your battle for us, Cyro.
No, he ain't finishing shit. Oh, no. Cyro, I'm so glad he stayed in Fort Arthur. If I was that man's son, he would have slapped the shit out of me, man.
No, man. K-Dog a player. He wouldn't have did that. But I know it's quiet song. I know y'all listen to Marco Spoon all the way back. Magic 102.
I ain't going to put this thing. Marco's rolling back together, man. We didn't talk till we got past about 146, and we laughed. I said, man, we came all over this far without the radio on and nothing. He laughed, not loud. We cut the radio. We left the track. We passed 146. We had no radio on and nothing. We just hit the truck watching the video, just thinking. Call on the trail and all. We're coming on.
Okay, check this out. Now, the most impressive, I got to give it to Ms. Graham. Boy, she was looking good going down now. I'm talking about most impressive. Y'all got it hands down, man. That motherfucker rolling, you know. Okay. I got to give it to King Richard Jackson, man. He drove. He drove this weekend. He showed his ass all through shootouts, drugs, races, and everything. And the race of the week goes to Cold Blue and Ms. Graham. You have heard the official bell report.
Run it back through all of them again. All right. Congratulations.
After the last month, you want me to run it back now. Oh, shit, that sounds good. Nah. I'm going to tell you what Richard Jackson should have told you. You will wear that ass whipping for a while.
hey, but Richard, you know, Mr. Jack Richard, man, he going to give it back to them whenever they want it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's personally what I think, you know.
Nah, I ain't got no doubt in my mind about that. I ain't got no doubt in my mind about none of that. Fred, now this has got to be the first time in that barrel put his dad Fred and Lamont, man. That's cold, Troy.
Hey, watch this here. Watch
hey,
this
dog.
Here.
Hey, dog. Get it first. They come up with some new shit for us.
Yeah, new stuff.
Laro, I can't wait till tomorrow come. I'm going to call you early in the morning. I can't wait to get on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
At least you'll give me a heads up.
God damn.
Hold on, we got a hand up. 346-2124. Your mic open. What you got?
Hey, so I just had to show up that cat members got to get it too. That's all.
346-2124. I guess they don't want to say nothing. Put them back on mute. Yes, sir. The official. But you gonna run the battle report back one more time? For those that didn't hear, Cyrus.
For sure. I don't mind. Okay. The Bear is Richard Jackson, Cold Blue. The Cub is Red Dog Express, Hillbilly. The Thot was Hollywood Cold. My partner Kareem. You know. Jackass was the Front Boy, Fred and Lamont Sanford, Trouble Troy and K-Dawg, Most Impressive, Miss Graham, Driver of the Week, Richard Jackson, and the Racer of the Week with Cold Blue versus Miss Graham.
Good report.
Hey, JP, if you ask for that goddamn battle report one more time, I'm going to come over to wherever you want to beat your ass. I ain't never heard the battle report get repeated that many times. If I got to hear myself being a jackass one more time, man, you're going to fight, man.
You wasn't a jackass, Troy. You wasn't a jackass. You wasn't a jackass.
I mean, the Lamont staff is goddamn.
Hey, y'all finna have my boy Troy over there smoking them cigarettes looking for JP ass. Troy smoking three cigarettes, then he's looking for JP.
JP, hey, look, using the port off to be the first this weekend.
Hey, he gonna fire up the Gully Cutlets and turn the music on while smoking that cigarette thinking about JP. Come on.
Yeah, we did it first.
He's smoking them cools to the butt right now. I can't wait to get to JP. I'm
you putting that on JP. You the one made the report. You need to.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, but real quick. Hey, real quick, Mr. Trevor Troy, Mr. Whopper, I think I kind of know what happened. You know, I know it, you may not think it's hard, but it's hard to make a pass in one car and then jump in another caliber car and make a pass. So you could have hell of a fucking light on that damn gutless pass, man. So you had carried the same energy over to the grudge race. So if I was you, I'd think about the grudge race first and then make a pass in the gutless cutlass. I'm just going on mute, you know, after this comment because I'm just looking at it from the outside looking in. But, man, when you went down there through that trap, when you left the light, that 60-foot man, I was like, damn. So it might have carried on to the grudge race. That's just the outside looking in, you know.
Back on me. You might be right there, Sister. You might be. Nah, I'm here. Oh. But me and Dog kind of figured out what happened. It was just a lack of me paying attention, man. That was solely my fault. I seen my flaw in it. Me and Dog kind of diagnosed it and we seen what happened. It was just my fault. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay. You know, hey, players make mistakes too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's what make a competitive, man. If you ain't trying, then you ain't racing. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I hope we learn from our mistakes.
Ain't nobody on this phone could say they ain't never went red. If you did, then you ain't trying.
Yeah, you're right.
Back.
See, and the thing is, y'all don't know Richard could cut good light. Me going into that, I know I couldn't be late. But what I did before that was, like I say, my fault on me.
Right. And I appreciate it. I'm pretty sure everybody appreciate it. It's just busting your balls tonight, you know, that comes with the territory.
That's it.
Yeah, you know.
Man. Everybody that
it makes you a better person, man. I take it.
Right.
I take it. It makes you a better person, man. If you can't take it, you're in the wrong sport. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I know JP asked for the bail report 4 times. I ain't never heard that, though. That's one thing. I'm not
asking for it 1 time. somebody else asked for it for me, man.
Hey, JP, put them in the goddamn meat private room and tell them the goddamn bad report. I don't want to hear the one.
You want to make you a better person, man? Make you a better person. But, hey, Troy, they can't say your teammates ain't fair. You said they can't say your teammates ain't fair, man.
They probably give you more shit than everybody else.
Hey, man, let me say something real quick. I just thought about something. I want to apologize. I shouldn't have said that about Mr. Joe. I didn't think about it. He actually might be going through something. So I want to retract everything I said earlier today, tonight on this show, and I just thought about it. You know what? Yeah, you know what? You know, and what made me think about it is what Mr. Jackson just said, Mr. Whopper Jackson just said. You know, when you know better, you do better. So let me go ahead and apologize for putting that man on blast, because I don't know what he's going through to be slipping through a gate and shit. So that,
well, we all know he's going through a gate.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm for real, you know. So I recant everything I said, man.
I know what he's going through. He's going through a gate. That's what the hell he's going through. He's going through a gate.
Damn, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was being serious,
hey,
man.
Just think about it like this. Oh, Joe saved $100 this weekend. $100, $50 to get in, your $50 he bet.
So I like more guys. I got a question. Now, I got a question. I know this, like, you know, this from a fan who's learning about grudge racing. Right? Okay. Oh, now. Why you say that, K-Dog?
Go ahead, man.
No,
I promise I was reading something.
I'm not going to say it. Don't even worry
go
about
ahead,
it. You know, I learned. I just got to keep watching.
No,
I gotta keep watching.
Go ahead,
attention.
Man. I'm serious. I was reading something
okay.
when you said that. I'm serious.
Okay. All right. In a grudge race, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're getting ready to grudge race,
mm-hmm.
and your car is something wrong with your car, but mm-hmm. let's say you in a shootout, but you didn't put the money up right, and your car seems not to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who makes the call on, hey, y'all hold up for a minute, or the other driver going and go in and race? Or how do that work if you have a problem with your vehicle in a shootout?
You talking about at the start line?
At the start line, in the burnout box?
Well, see, like, if you was at the meeting, in the meeting, the discussion was if you had a problem with the car before you got to the burnout box, you had 2 minutes, okay? Once you hit the burnout box and you went through the burnout box, you had 1 minute. And then after 1 minute, the other car stages. That was the rules
okay.
in the shootout. So that was the rules in the shootout. So after 1 minute, and if you was there on the starting line, Dean actually told them to shut the car off. They shut the car off, and then they started back up on their own. And once they already went in, because his 1 minute was up. See, that was discussed in the rules in the meeting. You had 2 minutes at the starting line before the water box, and once you entered the water box, if your car broke, you had 1 minute to fix it. After 1 minute,
okay.
the guy takes a life.
Okay, so you do have an ample amount of, now I ain't going to say an ample amount of time. You do have a time limit on making a repair right quick if you have a problem.
Yes, sir. On that shootout, they usually, like on the shootouts, they usually discuss that and they make the rule then. And then, like I said, that day the rule was two minutes in the staging lanes. Once you entered the water box, you had 1 minute.
Okay.
Just like on that one, a lot of people didn't like the rule. One of the rules that they made was you can't deep stage. If you deep stage, it was automatically disqualified, which I didn't agree with that rule because if you don't red light, you don't red light. But that was the rule, so
right.
That's what we raced by. You know, same thing. That was the rule that they discussed, so that's what we raced by.
What does deep stage have to do with anything, though?
They don't have nothing. That was just something that the guy that was running the index and everything, he threw it in there because that's what he does on his index races. So that was kind of a – but the next one, they're going to vote it out of there and tell him, hey, you know, staging, deep staging goes, you know what I mean? Because it don't matter, you know what I mean? Deep staging don't matter as long as you don't go red. It's actually a disadvantage. Uh-huh.
In that race, what Cyro was talking about, was that in the finals?
Yes, it was in the
that
finals.
That was in the finals.
All right, now, Cyro, I'm going to tell you something I saw before, Cyro. In the finals, the driver, and if anybody been, a lot of people on the phone that been watching racing for a long time, there was a guy that used to race by the name of Billy Glitch. It was in Baytown. It was a $50,000 race in the finals. It was a guy went up, just like you're talking about. Billy Glidden's car broke. So all the guy had to do was go in. He had 2 minutes. That driver did not go in because he wanted to race Billy Glidden for $50,000. He could have just went in, cut the light on, and won $50,000.
Wow,
but he didn't do that. He wanted to race Glidden.
So that's called courtesy.
But
he was being courteous.
That's called courtesy. He was being courteous because he wanted to race him. He ain't care about the 50. He wanted to race Glidden.
But at the same time, but if the starter walks up, or the guy that's the official walks up and tells you to take the light, you take the light. If you don't take the light, you get disqualified.
Correct.
Yeah, they told him that, but they told that dude that, but he said that he was gonna wait,
and
I guess the people overrode, he waited.
Right.
He waited. He gave him about an extra 5 minutes.
Right. You can't blame Hillbilly did what the rules said to do. You know what I mean? And not only that, I mean,
you can't blame him.
No, and nothing personal, but they had a bunch of money on the side. I didn't understand why they were spewing oil everywhere, and they pull up and they go ahead and enter the tree with that much money on the side. They should have just broke, and at least they would have saved their, you know, because it was just a bet on the side, so they would at least save their money. For the 2000, instead, they got it and got in their own oil and didn't do nothing but knock the tire off because they were spraying oil everywhere. And really, it would have been track hazard for them to go down in the first place. You know what I mean? So really, they should have just shut it off and left it off.
That was my next question. Once you see someone, for example, like you say, was oil spilling everywhere. Shouldn't the track owner or someone make a call right then and say, hey, man, no, because what could happen is they all get up under your tires and you go into that next lane and hit that other car or accident happen, the track would be liable for that accident, wouldn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that?
I don't know. Well, you sign a waiver when you race. I don't know if they'd be liable, but it could be definitely the guy on the other side could be angry. You know what I mean? Because liable – When you enter the gates and you sign your tech card, you're signing a waiver saying that, you know, you're racing on your own.
Oh, okay.
You know. So I don't know. I don't think the track would be liable, but, you know, a lot of people could be angry at the track official that let him go ahead and stage. But I know that I'm pretty sure that Dean told him to shut it down. They shut it down and then they fired it back up and pulled in the stage on in the staging. So I don't know what the whole deal was. I was actually on the other side, you know, so I didn't hear it all. But I know at one time they did shut the car off and start it back up.
So most likely that's what happened.
So
Exactly. I mean, that, you know, most likely Dean
and
shut
I think
him down.
What happened is, from what I can tell is they back, you know, they back up to get straight, and they backed up in their own oil. So when they pulled up to the staging lanes, they just knocked the tire off. I don't know what happened with the discussion over the fight, trying to fight, but, you know, everybody did say that they were pissed off and wanted to try to get
yeah,
mad at Hillbilly, but Hillbilly did nothing wrong. You know, Hillbilly did nothing wrong.
Right.
You know, the rule was after 1 minute, you stayed your vehicle. So he did exactly what he was supposed to do.
To clear it up, what exactly happened? So Hillbilly staged, and then the other car staged, and he blew the tires, or what happened?
Well, the other car was actually leaking oil everywhere, and then, they staged and they knocked the tire off. And Hillbilly went on the race. But I think, angry is because they had so much money on the side, and then they refused to – I think they actually split, but it was a $500 to the runner-up and then all the rest to the winner. So instead of going home with all that money like they figured they were, I guess they went home with $500. You know,
right.
And maybe they were
like,
a little bit
like
angry. I don't know what I can't comment on the actual hollering and stuff because I wasn't there. I did see a murder with Hillbilly, but I don't know what happened.
Okay, all they had to do was just back out of it or not no race and save their side money. And then still would have got a $500 runner-up, right? That's what it sounded like they could have did.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they didn't have to take the tree. They didn't have to take the tree.
And also, though, now that we're talking about it, the oil spilling, that's why they say you should have a pamper. Now I see why they emphasize is what Alec Kevin for sure. He emphasized, hey, man, make sure y'all have a diaper on y'all car.
Because
I think that catches the oil, if I'm mistaken, or it keeps it from being so bad.
But the problem is it's got to be enforced. You know, like I'm not saying anything bad about H&P, but they got to enforce the diaper rule. Evadale, you go over there, you don't got a diaper, you're paying money, $100 before you go down the track, and if you leak one drop, your $100 is gone. See, H&P got to adopt that same deal, you know. I understand if you leak oil and you got a diaper, then that's different. But if you don't got a diaper and you're leaking oil everywhere, H&P has to enforce that rule. You know what I mean? The tech guys. Because if the tech guys don't enforce it, it'll never get enforced.
I agree.
And then you see the downtime is a problem.
Diapers ain't nothing but a dollar. Diapers ain't nothing but $85, $100.
You can get a diaper for $100
instead of giving it to a truck.
But the diapers will save your car, man. They really will save your car.
Right.
Save your car and possibly save lives. So, yeah, that right there.
Right.
Yeah, that was a good question. So maybe, Dean take a look into that or educate his tech employees to look for that from now on out, you know, on certain nights as far as big events. Or actually, it should be an implemented rule, you know. I know it's going to be hard for street cars.
Have some for sale on the premises. Hey, you don't have a diaper, we got one for you right here.
Hey, there you go, boy. Cyrus, a businessman. There you go. There you go. Well, listen to you. Anybody affiliated with H&P, there y'all go, right there.
Yeah.
On the spot.
That's the backyard.
No diaper? Okay. Yeah, here you go.
We got you. See a spot and we got it.
Bam. That's free game right there tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, man, because, you know, I saw it. Man, that was a beautiful event for any given Sunday. That was nice. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that came out and participated, whether you was a fan, racer, crew member, whatever. You know what I mean? We need more racing like that in Houston. You know, I get tired of people talking about, man, y'all ain't doing no racing down in Houston. Especially shout out to K-Dog 18, Ricky Jackson, Kareem, and everybody else, you know, that was out there. You know what I'm saying? Because they bringing action to the track. And don't get it wrong, the Bear Report isn't to bash nobody. We just basically having fun, pointing out different things, you know, bring more action, bring people to actually engage more, talk shit about sides. I don't care. It don't matter to me. I've been called worse things by nicer people, so it don't matter. Yeah, it don't even matter to me. You know, but at the end of the day, man, you know, we're going to make racing, continue to make racing great. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say making racing great again, but we're going to continue to make racing great. And if this is now, yeah, we got something coming. We got something coming soon. You know what I mean? We got something here, and we're going to bring some action, too. There's a few people that's on the list we going at, friends and all. I don't see no problem with it, having exchanging a few pesos among friends. I don't see no problem with that. So if I tap you on your shoulder, that mean I got the word to okay to go and everything. Lock in money and all. You know what I'm saying? Please do not get offended with me. Please do not X me out as a friend. You know what I'm saying? We just racing and having a good time.
Okay, I got
so
three things to say. Not to cut you off. I got three things to say to that. First of all, that was a good damn report. You're absolutely right. Second of all, Mr. Big Cyro. So I don't think you're afraid to say names. So, nah, I can't let you pass. This the fan, and I know how you get out. So, nah. I appreciate the report, but you better say the names on that list, sir. Come on now.
Well, no. See, we not quite ready yet. See, I'm going to tell you about me. Now, look. Sometimes I get the okay on the car, right? But I'm not going to speak on the car until the car has been put together, tested, and everything. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to sit up here and go through the nonsense. And I damn sure don't want to pay no punk out of my pocket if a car don't show up. You know what I'm saying? And people be anticipating a certain race, and the race don't happen. You know what I mean?
Until I know
the car is ready and I get the heads up and they say it's a go, you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, and I have seen the car make a hit, then I will call out names. I have no problem calling out names, whether it's K-Dog, Lotto. TV.
I'm still on here now.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I ain't know you was on here, K-Dog. I thought you was dealing with a customer. I thought you was selling the car. My bad.
Sorry, you know we don't hang up to the show with Cyro. You know that.
Oh, we gonna try. Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you know. Yeah, we go bring action to Houston first. We got a bunch of business to take care of in the backyard. You know, before we go outside of Harris County, we need to take care of a lot of stuff here first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Campo, I can respect that. Mm-hmm. And y'all heard it first, official fans that don't want to push them the one button and come on and engage with these racers, man. They friendly. They may appear to be that way at the track, but they friendly. They'll hold a genuine conversation and won't bully a fan that didn't want to have a, you know, all courses are good courses.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, and let me say this here. Oh, yeah, and they not no hell of a big car. A couple of them got some 484s in there. So all you ones with them 484s, y'all go either take them back to the shop or sell them in a minute. I'm going to give y'all that. Now, we ain't going to dissect the car no more than that. I'm just saying.
Okay, real quick, for the fans that don't know to be sitting in the bleachers, you know, what is a 484? You know, is that
It's just a motor.
Oh, okay.
It's just a motor.
Oh, okay. It's just a motor.
It's just a motor. Smaller than a 5-inch.
Okay. But there y'all have it, fans. When they mention 484, they not talking about, you know, runners, you know, on a 40-meter dash, nothing. They talking about a motor. There you go. Street football going on.
That's it. We talking about a motor. That's it. That goddamn sweet sweet massage.
Hey man, I just sit back and observe it. You know, I mean, let me tell you something, man. I was sitting up there, and I have a video of the Saturday performance of a race of Cold Blue and Hollywood Cold. And to hear that baby in the background repeating what the gentleman was saying on the intercom was a beautiful thing, because that let me know that the fans are engaged and they want to know, they want to learn. But if they're not communicated to, they're gonna be just in the blind, like, damn, what's going on? Is this the major race? And you know, people inboxing me and saying, is this the major race that happened? No. You know, so the more y'all communicate to the fans that's in the stands, the more they're going to feel them suckers. So I feel like, I'm sorry, somebody trying to say something? Hello? Y'all there?
Yeah, we here.
Okay, so I was just trying to, you know, enlighten the audience tonight what a 484 was, that, you know, they have no clue. That's all.
Right. And that's
JP,
one thing I like about it, man. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
JP, where is Nick and Kareem at, man? Me and Troy took our leak. He ain't on the show nowhere? But he come in on Hood to Hood. Come on, take your liquor. We took ours. Oh, JP gone.
Yo, get
too.
Kareem over here, man. Get Kareem over here, JP.
He gone too. He left the show. What kind of stuff is that?
Where Nick at? Yeah, Nick saying damn. Yeah, put Nick on here. Nick normally
he
be on here.
Said,
Nick, come off mute, Nick. Nick, come off mute. Press the one button, Nick.
Hold on, I'm here. I'm here. Hold on, I have my phone on mute. Let's see, 832-2534. Who we got?
Good afternoon. First of all, shouts out to everyone that participated on Sunday. It was a great show. And I also want to comment on the diaper. I personally have had an experience, too, as a matter of fact. And both times I had a diaper. And it saved me and my vehicle. Because when we got back to the pit area, all 8 gallons was in the diaper. It wasn't in the pan. It was in the diaper. And Street Sweeper, I think you can vouch for that, because when we cut that bag, everything came out.
Yes, sir. Good report.
So
that's correct.
If y'all don't have a diaper, I suggest you get a diaper. They not that expensive. They're easy to install. Don't take no time. Going back on mute.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just going to buy a whole bunch of them at wholesale and be at HMP. I need to talk to Dean.
JP, I didn't get no response from that. Where is Nick and Kareem?
I don't know. They're not on here, brother.
Well, let me call them.
Let's see. I wouldn't know who is. Hold on. Let me see.
Pull him up out of that hospital. Kareem's still digging that parachute out of his ass.
Not out of his ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, man, Troy faded that heat, even though my boy got mad about it. He faded that heat, though.
Man,
he faded it.
Y'all stay down 10 toes. I see y'all, man. Well, that's how y'all doing out of Port Arthur?
Huh?
Now, you better dish it. You can take it. You're supposed to.
Hello?
Nick. Nikki, they're looking for you on the show, buddy. You on the show.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
What's going on? How y'all doing? What's up, man?
We all right. What's happening, Phil? You all
what
right?
Y'all up? Yes, sir.
We trying to see how many stitches you had to go get.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, that's part of racing, man. You win, you lose.
Yeah.
You win, you lose, and you come back stronger. So you just got to, you know, roll with the punches, I guess. Yeah, I seen that bear report. I'm like, damn. But I think I don't know. I have to disagree with some of the stuff, but, you know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
Huh?
Speak on it, Nick. Yeah, speak on it.
Oh.
That's what we do.
No, I mean, it looks pretty accurate. It looks pretty accurate.
What you didn't agree? What you didn't agree with, Nick?
I didn't agree with the crook one. Cause that right there, that ain't even that's something worse than a jackass move. But that's just me. I ain't got no category. Yeah.
That's worse than the jackass move, Nick. What kind
of
move was that?
I think he gets the big dummy. Nah, man. Racing all weekend and 2 weekends, 3 weekends in a row. We're going to do it next weekend, too, or this coming up weekend. We're going to be racing again in Evadale. So, yeah, just busy schedule, man. Y'all just keep it going. Keep it going and see if we can get some more grudge racing in Houston.
Oh, yes, so, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We worked
hard
with Nick on this side.
I think the driver award should go to Troy because if you're a driver and you know how that red light happens, is you trying to win like a motherfucker. So
right,
I've been there, but you got to be a driver to understand it, you know. So I think the driver goes to Troy. But yeah.
Excuse me, Nick.
Yes, sir.
This is Street Sweeper. First of all, I want to say, man, I appreciate y'all entertaining the fans this whole entire weekend, man. I couldn't ask for anything better. So basically, I just want you to elaborate on the fans that, you know, how hard it is or what you have to go through to get in preparation of a shootout and a grudge race at the same time. You know, I want to say congratulations to the whole camp. You know what I mean? I appreciate the action.
Man, thank you, and thank you for what you've done for us. You know, last weekend to get the car ready, we were, I don't know if people know, but I'll say it because it helped us out a lot, and it showed what type of person you are, Street Sweeper. Even though I've never met you, we were having a problem with the car, and you were up at Jake's race, and we needed a part the next morning, and you didn't even hesitate, man. I mean, that's support right there. I salute you for that. You didn't have to do that. You did it. But, man, it takes a lot to race as much as we do. It takes a lot because in between those races, you got testing. It's almost like a full-time job, man. You know, it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline, a lot of money, and a lot of knowledge to do what we do. And driving, you know, like I said, driving is not easy. Everybody thinks it's easy. You get up there and let go of a button, but everything in between all that, That's what people don't see, you know.
Big,
yeah, I mean,
big fact.
You look at the video. If you look at the video between me and Troy, Troy laughed, but I mean, his light, I guarantee, probably wasn't more than a negative O2. You know what I mean? It's just that tight. It's just that tight. You're racing somebody, and you know, I ain't bragging, but I know that I can cut a good light, and I know. I knew as soon as he jumped up on the converter before I even staged on the second bulb that he was definitely gunning for my fucking reaction time. So I mean, he got to. I mean, I would do the same.
I was like, man, I'm gonna be ready when he ready.
When he jumped up on the converter, I knew. I told myself, I said, yeah, he's about to try to treat my motherfucking ass for sure. So, you know, all of my game, if he was on his game, one of us was going red. And I'm afraid to say it, but I'm fucking, old little Ricky had me laughing inside the car because I was, you know, I sit in the car because that's what I do when I get ready to grudge race. I put myself in the car and I get in that zone. And little Ricky was fucking me up right there by my car, and OK Dog was right there. And goddamn little Ricky kept saying, this is what he kept saying. And I fucking kept on hearing. He said, all I'm saying is somebody's going red and it ain't blue. That's all I'm saying. He said like 100 times.
Yeah, he said it.
He said it like 100 times.
He sure do. Jank ass.
Wow.
We had a $40 bet on that. He'd have been on the race, but we bet on the light. So he knew something, I guess.
Hey, but if you're not a competitor, then you wouldn't understand going red.
That's right.
If you're a competitor, you're gonna go red sometimes, man. I used, for example, I mean, our money wasn't as big as Chino and them's, but James K, you don't go red a lot, but he went red the weekend before that on a big race. You know what I mean? It happens when you got pressure and you trying to do what you gotta do as a driver. That's what makes a good driver and a bad driver. A bad driver wouldn't have tried to do it. You know, he would have sat there.
Yeah.
But I give props to Troy. I mean, sometimes you got to try stuff different. If you don't, then you're never going to win.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's how it goes.
I know I ain't trying that shit no more.
No. You got to get up there and do the
same thing.
Everybody
get in the mood for the next 2 months.
No. Fine line. So
hey,
y'all,
this is Ernie.
They'll be like, man, he slept, you know, this and that. I'd rather be red than asleep.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Nick, you were right. You said that. Because I got rolled so hard when I slept against what's that guy name? Damn.
Guy
from Austin. Hear me out.
Guy from Austin?
What guy? Which one? No, when Hillbilly left. But I didn't sleep. I just can't leave with him. You know? Everybody was like, man, you slept.
Right, man,
I got rolled harder than sleeping at the tree than red lighting. I ain't lying.
Yeah.
And I want to say, if you don't ever go red, then you ain't trying. That's as simple as that. Man, it's a fine time, you know, trying an 0-1 negative and an 0-1 positive. You know what I mean?
It's a sure fine line. You can't even see it.
I got a question for you drivers. What are y'all actually looking at once you get up to the tree and both stage lights come on and the lights get ready to drop? Which light are y'all looking? Because I ain't never seen neither one of y'all ever leave when the light turned green. So are y'all waiting for the light to come off yellow? I just want to know. I'm telling you.
Are you looking?
You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you, you're looking for the first fucking blink that you see once some fucking two saving lights is on. That first
exactly.
Blink,
yep.
You're going to go. If you wait for
green, hey, Cyro,
with those glass, we leave. Shut the shit off. If you're waiting for green, you might as well shut the shit off because this ain't instant green. You can wait for the first blink of a yellow and you got let go. Your car still got to react. Every car reacts different. You know, different kind of transverse, different gears, and I mean, everything. So you got to get used to your car. A lot of people put delays in cars because
even one car they're fast and then one car they're not. So they delay the reaction time because they try to leave the same on each one.
I'm gonna say this, Cyrus. The smallest things on that car that you're driving, the smallest things will make you react different. Will make the car react different, actually. So when I
and
say
when
smallest,
I, thing, he ain't lying. Even, when he say that, Cyro, he means it. And it was that's why I told y'all earlier. It was a small thing that I did that K Dog had to pull me to the side and say, "This is what you did." And when I tell you, it was the smallest and the dumbest thing that I never do, and I did it. And the way I react, I pay for it.
I'm saying, wow. Like if Miss Graham, I'm just saying, if Miss Graham had, say, a half a pound of air pressure less in the back tire, Troy probably wouldn't have gone. You know what I'm saying? It's just little things. It's small things. That's why you got to keep everything constant in a routine, and that's the discipline of the whole racing thing. You know, driving thing.
To me, as a driver, you try to do everything consistently. The way you do the burnouts, the way, for instance, I'll tell you, I lost on the shootout was my own fault. I went in there and did a little bullshit ass burnout and pulled up, and I knocked the tires off because I didn't do the same thing I did every other time I went into the thing. There's things that you do as a driver that you know that makes your car consistent, and you know it works for that car. You know, every car is a little different. So when a driver drives multiple cars, man, they actually got a lot of talent because a lot of cars are set up totally different. Like Trigger, man, my props off to him, man. They can jump in four or five different cars and drive them all. And every car drives different. I mean, not every car drives the same. Not every car reacts the same. It's you know, so a real driver will understand all that kind of things.
Yeah.
You know how the car handles.
And that's actually a good report. And see, that's why I let Trevor Troy know, Mr. Whopper himself, that it takes skills and it really does matter on type of caliber cars. But if you figure out your routine, and since you brought up Mr. Trigger Man from East Coast, yeah, you know, that's what he does. But trust me, it came with a lot of testing.
And see, I was asking those questions because I normally have a good friend on the phone who's very excited about racing right now, especially since they have a car and they jumping in. They ready to go. They on go every time. And I ask those questions because, you know, I want him to understand too, man, you gotta get your car down. You gotta know your car before you get to, you know, engaging and going at people.
That's a big key. That's why I tell Kay that, like, me and Miss Graham, we married. Like, me and my colors, we married. Like, I know, like, them cars in and out. You know, I ain't made a shitload of passes in Miss Graham, but the passes I did make were like, okay, you like to do this. You like to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You react this way. So when you learn that car, You basically won with that car. Like I wasn't getting on JJS, but when I left, I don't know what's up with my eyes. I got a wide ass periphery. When I left, I seen that tree, and I seen that red. I was like, God, dog, you know. And I felt, you know, you could just feel it. Like when you let off that button, I said, man, I think I might have left too early. And I looked though, I didn't even look over. I could just see it. I was like, God, dog. But I was up on that steering wheel, as they say. Because I know, I'm like, God damn, I'm Richie going to leave. I can't. I ain't got enough to walk them down, so let me get out there. Not making no excuses. Like I say, shit happened, and it is just the competitiveness in us. We going to go there. And then for your friend that's fit to start racing, he going to be thinking he be cutting good lights. He going to cut 200 and blah, blah, blah. Man, you giving two tenths to every car you race. So when you think you're doing good, you got to listen to people. Hey, this is the kind of lights I cut. Okay, make yourself better. Because when I first started driving, man, I'm cutting 400 lights and stuff. That's back when, you know, a double O, a triple O light was a perfect light. I'm thinking I'm doing good. Until this old man pulled me to the side, he said, son, you giving four numbers away at the light. Easy. So So then I started practicing, just not practicing on a tree, but practicing in a car. Every time I go make a, a test pass, y'all might think I'm making a test pass, but I'm working on the tree. I'm seeing how far can I go. Okay, I left like this. Okay, well, it didn't improve. Let me do this. You know, it's just constantly working and working, working on it. And shit, I'm getting older and shit, and my eyesight ain't what it used to be. So, but my fingers still work, you know. But I have a love for this sport more than I thought I did. I just actually said, Kevin, that I didn't realize that I still love this shit as much as I did 20 years ago. And Richard and the camp brought that out in us because, like, man, ain't nobody really call us out like that. It was just a legitimate race, no arguing, don't need a DP, man. It was just what we used to do. You want to race? All right, how much, blah, blah, blah. It was so simple, and I loved the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
K-Dog
come to me 3 times. Man, you sure you don't want a DP, man? I said, man, I'm comfortable with you making the call if something happens. I know that K-Dog is legit and going to call it down the middle. You know, my wife held my money. Y'all held K-Dog's money. And it was that simple. When done, the pay finished, no arguing, no nothing. That's the way it needs to be. I mean, and what I'm saying is a lot of people say that friends can't race, man. You see how competitive we was at the light. You see how competitive we was going down that track. And then as soon as that track is over, you can watch the video. Both of us fucking, you know, hey, cool as shit. And I can tell you the same thing. I mean, when I raced another person, a lot of people probably don't think is actually a true competitor. And that was when I raced Thurgood. Man, when we were at the end, that dude gave me a big ass hug. I gave him a big ass hug. And you know, I congratulated him when he beat me. And it was that simple. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be all that other shit. It wasn't nothing personal, but it was personal when we started racing. You know what I mean? It's just that simple.
Right.
And those dudes were the same exact way, man. We didn't have no DP, man. We didn't have no arguments. They asked to race me. No problem. They beat me. We paid. And it was a simple thing, man. I've been in some other races that ain't like that, and that's why I don't fuck with certain people no more and stuff like that. It don't have to be that way, man. It can be the simple way, you know? You know,
DP man came about. Go ahead.
Same thing with Kareem, you know, same thing with Kareem. Man, just simple, easy. For me and him, man, it's a lot of people think we're buddies, but, man, it's more competitive for me and Kareem than it was for me and Troy because, believe it or not, me and Kareem talk a lot of shit, but we do try to fuck each other up every chance we get. And I can promise you it's going to keep on happening. It's that simple. We just that competitive. We race together, but I love fucking that motherfucker up. I ain't going to lie.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got to realize something. I ain't doing nothing but making him faster at the same time. And he ain't doing nothing but making me faster at the same time. You look at them cars 3 weeks ago and look at them today, there's a lot of difference in them two cars, I promise you.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot more to come.
Yep.
And from a fan perspective, I think it is. It is because, you know, not to bring up what Nick was saying, you know, since he brought it up. As a fan, you know, I knew that I had an essential part in to make what this past weekend happened. I'm not putting it out there since he brought it up. I'm just saying that, you know,
You are putting it out there because what you did was what a lot of people don't do. And what you did is, you know, Nick didn't even know you. Nick called you because he needed a part from Summit. And then you took the time to drive over there and bring it to him and use it. A lot of people don't do that. And the man gave me a $2,000 set of socks. A lot of people won't do that. They just tell you on your own. So the people that do that, you and shit and Sam, man, you gotta give them credit, man. That's keeping grudge racing alive too when you do that. I mean, without those shocks, I wouldn't have made that race on Sunday, and I can promise you, I wouldn't have made it because my shocks were completely gone.
Well, there you have it. It was meant to be. Then sometimes things happen, and without question, and it's meant to be. It is placed at that time and moment for it to happen. You know, I was so happy to be in that area. And I was like, hell yeah, you know, because one thing I did know, these two drivers are going to give it all, give their all for the fans and for the love of the race and the sport. So it was, it came together like a chess game, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's sacrifice, you know. Like, I know Richard's old school. He's going to do whatever he can. If he has a race, he will do whatever he can. He'll stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning working on that motherfucker if he has a race at noon. I know it because his heart's in it, you know. That same goes for Troy and K-Dog and everybody else on here that actually, you know.
Well, a lot of people think you know, a lot of people think you race these cars on Sunday and you don't do nothing all week. I can tell you, man, that don't happen.
Yeah.
I raced on Sunday. I unloaded this motherfucker Sunday night because I've had problems, and you can't – when you got problems with your car, you can't sleep. So the first thing I do is I take my whole car Sunday night. You know, and that's after not racing. No, you know, we quit racing Saturday at 2 o'clock in the morning. We went home, and we got a phone call at 45. We had to go move our trailers at HMP. We left them there. So we had to get up, and me and Kareem had to get up, go move the cars, and then I was supposed to be able to work on my car at HMP. Well, it didn't happen like that, so we ended up not even getting to the track till 4 o'clock when it opened, and I was by myself. I mean, I got up underneath the car, and Nick and all them helped me, and we changed out the shocks and everything, and then the first pass I had a problem with the car. It shocked the shit out from underneath the car, and I really probably shouldn't have ran it, but I took my chances. Run it anyways. It is what it is. Like I said, I ain't never paid punk out. I don't ever, as long as I got some kind of old pressure, that car will go down the fucking track. I promise.
They think it easy. Try driving 2,800 miles a week and get there on the weekend and get your shit.
Yep. Yep.
It ain't easy and it ain't for everybody.
That's commitment, man. That's commitment.
You know what stories like that should be? I feel should be put out there for the fans because the fans don't, you know, they don't see none of that. They don't understand the heartache, the sacrifice, the brother love, the fellowship between an individual person that have the love for the and the passion for the same sport. So, yeah, I know grudging is came up secretive, but sometimes, you know, we in, you know, this day is an era. Well, social media is the spotlight. So just if y'all can, you know, if y'all ain't got a fan page now, Cold Blue, get a fan page. Hollywood Cold, get a fan page. I'm pretty sure majority of y'all already have it. But I will commit to putting it out there to the other fans to see. And I'm going to put it in any group that I'm attached to. You know what I mean?
That's appreciated.
Yeah, just to give you your props, your kudos. It's been plenty of time that I've been gone, way upstate, out of state, and Richard Jackson has allowed you, myself, to stay late nights, early mornings, in his garage, preparing that old raggedy-ass wagon. So. hats off to you and Richard for doing what y'all have done for me and my little outfit. So, because I know a lot of times I'm out of place, and I know y'all see me. I'm here, there, everywhere. But they had that car ready on Sunday when it's time to go.
Yes, TNFO, appreciate it. No problem. You know, sometimes, you know, I just have to show, you know, that's my gratitude to everybody that does what I can't do right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I look up to you guys, man. Real talk, I look up to y'all. And y'all help me manifest to be a better person and understanding this sport, this passion that I love, racing.
Yep. Sport, man.
That's right.
The sport,
so
just like
for
basketball,
the sport,
like football, just and it's a team sport. You know, a lot of people don't think it's a team sport, but it really is. So,
yeah, team, folks. But I look forward to it. I know it's going to be a hell of a grudge season, race season. Man, look at the action we already got. And what I see in that G-body over there with that with Mr. Rogers camp, Miss Graham camp, and that Gutler color, I think the world been put on notice this past weekend, along with Cole Blue and everybody that participated. Oh, yeah, you know, even though he got what they call it, the thought report, y'all better not sleep on that Mr. Kareem now and Nick. That Nick can over there. That Nick camp over there.
Yeah, you better not. You better not. Out there. You better not.
We're going to do it again. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it.
Hey, look, before I know JT go in the show, I got a couple of, just got a text. Is Undertaker on his phone? Is Undertaker on here, JP?
Yeah, I'm right here. What you got?
Yeah, Undertaker the one who's talking. He's just talking.
Okay, that was Undertaker. Okay. Well, I just got a text, and it said, hold on, let me go to it.
Undertaker don't have no offer,
okay,
so you don't even have to. You don't even have to publish.
Okay. Okay.
But when
okay,
I do,
it's because okay, well, okay.
Hold on, sir. I may be working on something. So just hold on.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, goddamn. Been talk to him all day. You and Street Sweeper, man, y'all kind of sounded like a little bit. I thought that was
there
Street
Sweeper. There we go with that
talk.
Again.
Oh, God damn. No, I'm just saying.
There we go with that
man,
again.
Yeah.
Sweeper, we ain't going to never outlive that one. We ain't going to never outlive that one,
Man, how in the hell?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Every time. But I'm just saying.
What you got,
Sarah? Like,
what you even finna say, Sarah?
No. Well, it say, is that Undertaker talking? I say, yeah. He got the back tie and the move. Okay.
This show is being recorded for quality purposes. I want you to know that. Now, put a name with who said that.
Well, he don't even have
Cyrus, come on, Cyrus, come on, Cyrus. Put a name with who said that.
I'm telling y'all, it's got some shit going
on. Now you finna put some fire
on
it. Cyrus, put a name on it.
Okay,
put a name on it.
Okay. Oh, this is Hannibal.
You the call. Oh, shit. Me and
this
Mr. Washington, terrible. We can get it on. Okay, there ain't no problem.
Okay. All right.
Back tie and the move.
Back tie and the move.
Okay. You want to offer the clear, too?
Okay.
It don't matter.
He didn't say nothing about clear.
I'm not worried about what you own. Don't be worried about what I'm on.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that action right there.
He say when you get all pressure, you know, tap us on the shoulder.
Hey, Mr. Jackson.
I got something to say, fellas, and I don't know if y'all agree with me or not. And I think Richard and I talked about this on Sunday. But Sundays, you know, that track really don't open. They don't stay open too long. Would you guys think if it stayed open longer that we'd have more action? Because I think Kareem wanted to redo one of them races, but we just didn't have time. What do y'all think on that?
I wouldn't say longer. I'd say open earlier.
Earlier?
Yeah, for me, it depends on the time of the year. And honestly, for me, man, I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to tell you. That fucking Sundays to suck, period. I ain't gonna lie. Coming home at fucking 1 o'clock on a Sunday and getting up at 4 o'clock on a Monday is not my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fat. I like to get my sleep. Fucking the next morning. My wife has to hear me bitch for 2 days. You know what I mean? So you know, earlier would be better, but sometimes in the summertime, early ain't good either. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, God damn it, it'd be nice. I mean, you could throw events every Saturday, but you can't open a track on a Saturday. You know, I'm not saying much,
yeah.
But you know, you can throw an event every Saturday, but you can't open a track on a normal Saturday. You know, just at least once a month, something. You know,
yeah.
It's hard for us. You know. And I asked this question a couple weeks ago, and I kind of answered myself in a way. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, there was a lot of action in Houston, a lot of action. But and I asked the question is why ain't there so much action? And then the kind of answer to myself is, man, you know, Dallas has got a lot of younger guys. Houston has a lot of older grudge racers, and we're getting old, man. It ain't that easy staying up to 2 o'clock and going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. That shit ain't easy. And then, I give all those live feeds credit, and I give all that stuff credit. But let me tell you something that I discovered, and we talked. You know, I agree with it, and so a couple other ones is on Sunday. There was a lot of people with the track, but when I got done, I was driving home and I got on Tickle Fits, and there was mm-hmm. 487 viewers, and over 300 of them viewers from Houston. So take that how you want it. I mean, I love them guys. I love what they do. I respect what they do, but that's a double-edged sword because 287 of them viewers were people that usually go to the track. So 287 people times $20 a person, you add that up, and that could have been spent at the track. That's just my opinion.
Well,
you know, I'm saying, you know, that's my opinion. Not saying anything bad about them guys. Like I said, I respect everything they do, man. I give them money sometimes to do what they do. But it's a double-edged sword, man. If you get on there and look, his highest views were on Sunday. He had a record-breaking views, 487 hits. And I'm telling you that that's a great thing. At the same time, it's a bad thing, man. I'd say out of 487, let's just go 250. 250 people that normally go to the track was watching that live feed. That's $20 a person. Add that up and see how bad it hurt the track.
Yeah.
Let me. I'm glad you said that.
I think that's for
everything. You said that. I got a question. So can we get? So is it possibility that maybe we could get with Dean and talk to him about a Saturday? Or something like that. Well, you know, it'll give a person an ample amount of time to get some rest. Or do y'all think that should be a waste of time?
What?
No,
I don't
think any time. But at the same time, you know, I'm for grudge racing. But I mean, you know, I don't have no problem. But you know, sometimes I mean. Maybe the track needs to set up some grudge races and put a little money on top, and then you bring some spectators in like that too. I mean, hey man, I'm not saying that only at HMP, but I'm talking about many a tracks. You know, we put out a lot of money to race these cars for everybody. I mean, sometimes it might help and increase the car count if the tracks or people could help out a little bit. You know what I mean? It's. That's one of the things too. I mean, I don't mind spending my money, but I own a business, and if I don't put money into my business, then I'm not going to grow my business. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good report. Yes, sir.
Everybody has to contribute to make it happen at every track. I mean, not saying that it's just directed to our track only. It's just directed to everybody. And like I said, honestly, think that a lot of it is. For our track right now is just the same problem that I had, man. I know that I can pick up the phone on a Sunday and I can watch Tickle Fits and I don't have to worry about any missing anything. You know what I mean? If that wasn't there, my big ass would have to get up off that couch and go down there and see what's going on because I'm that damn nosy.
Yep.
You want to see what your competitors are doing. You know what I mean? So if you ain't live, you're gonna have to go down there and look for yourself. It's kind of like the old days, man, back in the Porter days and everything like that. We didn't have no live feeds. If you wanted to find out what somebody was doing, you went to that track.
and you get your man.
Yeah.
You know, the internet is great in a way, but it's a double-edged sword in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something else. A lot of people backed down. A lot of people then went up in the bushes when they seen Troy drive the shit out of Ms. Graham. Now, if you would have been there, you would have saw it. But that live feed or that recording of Ms. Graham and the way it pulled up shoots on Richard Jackson, not trying to bash nobody, you know, that kind of made a lot of people say, hold up, wait a minute. We was going to go at Ms. Graham, but we saw something on this video right here. So you're right, it can be a double-edged sword, especially when you grudge racing.
Can I interject on that right there real quick? This is my perspective of it. If they gone in the bushes because they seen some footage of a man that red lit and got happy and pulled the chute or threw the laundry in somebody's face, then they was play pretty anyway, pump fake. So they wasn't trying to rape nothing anyway. That's just my perspective on that. If they
gone
type of way because they seen that, you know.
I agree with Street Sweeper.
Now, that's a way to look at it. That's a way to look at it, Street Sweeper. That's really the way to look at it. That's what I was about to say. But if you really, because if you really look at it, man, Ms. Graham ain't went down there like that in a while, looking that pretty. Ms. Graham had been going in the air. She been doing all kind of shit. I remember when they first brought the car back out, it was blowing the tide. If I'm right or wrong, you correct me if I'm right or wrong, Troy and K-Dawg, but it was blowing the tires. It was doing some other things. It was going up in the air and everything. But with that pretty pass right there, that made people say, ooh, that motherfucker flying.
Right
or wrong?
Right, and that's pretty much
what
I'm saying. You put the world on notice. You understand me? You put the world on notice. They came to battle, engage in the grudging game, to which represent that name of what it holds. Ms. Graham is in the building and ready to engage with anybody. Lottie dot, like Dylan said, you ten folks. So if they hesitate,
right. I'm not saying it ain't scared nothing over here. It ain't scared nothing over here, Sweet Sweeper. I'm just saying it's just made some other people. It ain't scared nothing over here. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, hold on,
sorry,
Rob.
I don't want to go in there. I don't want to go in there with that.
I didn't say nothing. I wouldn't even see you waiting. Nothing.
Okay, right on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Man, we didn't scare nobody. Hopefully we didn't scare nobody, but Troy read it, so he actually was in front of the man when he took off those shit. And you able to do that when, you know, man, 660 feet come quick. I don't give a damn who you are. And if somebody steal you, you know what I'm saying?
When
you're flying.
Especially when you're flying. Especially when you're flying.
Nobody. The man already said his car was hurt, so, you know. The man already said his car was hurt, so there's all kind of factors in that, man.
Anytime you get two turtles side by side, it looks fast, man. Anytime you put two turtles side by side, it looks fast.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to
do. There you go.
There you go.
That's the word.
Two slow motherfuckers going through there.
Yeah.
Y'all heard KB at first. And when you said his name, he say, oh, I can't do nothing with that. Yeah, hurry up. I can't do nothing with that. And then, you know, we threw a few slugs out there. He come back ready. Hey, man, this B, I'm ready now. What you want to do? Play it all. Let's do it.
Hey, it's out the ego. Brad would say, man, do you realize what you just said on the show tonight? And so that's when he came back on the one.
Yeah, that's what.
But technically, he wasn't too ready because he didn't lock in.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody's that focused here on the show. Thinking that King B's gonna come down here, right?
I mean,
ain't nobody that fool. He ain't gonna do that.
He ain't gonna come down here, right?
What's that?
When you say what, King B ain't going to come down here and race?
Ain't nobody that foolish to think that he's going to come down here and race his ground. I mean,
right, hold on. If anybody in Hood to Hood group, I posted how I was feeling after I left HMP, and yeah, ain't nobody pushed the one button on that. You understand me? Go to that group and see my post, and ain't nobody interjected what I said about passing that little truck stop on I-45. The young dudes who ain't never been out of the city limits, yeah, you know, they say something, they spoke their mind, but, you know, they're them young dudes. But I'm talking about the real racers. Yeah, they ain't say nothing. Just come on down here past that a little truck stop on 45. You feel me? Yeah, I'm going back on me now.
I'm glad. So y'all trying to say H-Time holding it down. So they really scared to come race us. They was talking about some other shit, but they really scared to come down here. That's what it is. Okay.
I've been saying it, Cyro.
You
can't pay them to come down 45, man.
Oh, man, say it ain't so. I don't believe that. Say you can't pay them to come down here.
Damn.
Ain't nobody,
We'll take our hard-earned pennies and go with our team, go with our group, go with the city, and travel all the way up that 3.5 hours, 4 hour drive, stand on our feet 12 hours, and drive all the way back with our little pennies. And you mean tell me they can't come and accommodate us? Am I saying the right, K-Dawg? I didn't say accommodate. I said accommodate. They can't accommodate us.
Hey, Cyro. There's something about when that big when that motherfucker say something to you, stick with you for a long time, boy.
But I really shot a slug at somebody. I don't know if they're on the show or not. I'm just saying.
He probably on there.
He on here. He's trying to put back all these races together, and he don't want to get on here and talk. He don't want to get on here and promote his races in the H-Time. Man, he needs to start jumping on this show, putting some rock lines together. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to do our part. But come on, man. Let's get this going, man.
I wanted to come in on what Richard was saying with the live feed. I know everybody got live feed, like Big Jake race. That race was a big race, so it don't matter if somebody was live feeding them over there, had X amount of people there. But when you trying to get your track back on course or get the grudge racing back in your city, you got to kind of X out some of them things that hurt you. And I can see where you're coming from, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't got thousands and thousands of people showing up on a Sunday. If we did, we wouldn't give a fuck about a live feed. We struggling on Sunday for us to get races there. It's just Sundays done turned into a testing tool. Sundays used to be our grudge night. We should know this. And that's where we get our lazy ass out the house and go watch the grudge.
You know, I look at it like this. How would Dallas know we ain't racing unless it was on the live feed that we ain't racing? You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know.
Right.
So, I mean, how does anybody know somebody, another town ain't racing? If that shit wasn't posted every fucking weekend. And like I said, man, I'm not bashing those dudes. They're awesome. They're awesome what they do. They bring a lot of notoriety to what we're doing, which is a good thing. But I'm just saying that deal is a double-edged sword. There's really nothing you can do about it. But it helps and hurts us at the same time.
You know? Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
This is what I'm
saying, because that's just how I am. I think when we've got grudge racing going on, they should not be able to post it live. No, I think that they can record it and do it afterwards. What I think happened is, like, let me tell you, the track was crowded, but when you post the day before that you will be at the track on Sunday and will be live for every grudge race, people ain't going to have to come. But if they know you're not going to go live and you're not going to be able to, they can film it and they can put it on after the event's over with,
You know what I mean? And then it's a different story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
If I know that there's going to be just some badass racing at HMP, and there ain't going to be no live people, where's my ass going to be headed?
I see what you're saying. Record the events, but don't record Sunday grudge racing. Make people come out.
Well, you can record it, just don't record it live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see
you
exactly what you're saying.
Make people like me that are fat and lazy, make us get out there and go to the fucking track, man. That's what I'm saying. But I can tell you that a lot of times, man, I want to go to the track, but I'll say, man, you know what? They're going to be live, so I ain't gonna miss nothing. I can see who's making shakedowns, and I can see what I need to see from the house. Which 2 years ago I couldn't see what I wanted to see from the house, so I had to take my ass to the track. You follow me?
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So it's like I said. I mean, it's a great thing what they do. They're bringing a lot of attention to the grudge racing, which is great. Because I mean, we've not always had a lot of respect like we do nowadays. I mean, you know, everybody talks about fast racing. Hardly anybody ever talks about grudge. You know, to me, grudge racing has become a lot bigger than fast racing in a lot of places. And that's because of the notoriety we're getting, you know. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. You know, I don't have to go to the track to see what I need sometimes. And that's a bad deal because if you don't go to the track, eventually the track go away, and you see how many tracks are closing nowadays. And here in Houston, we got two of them, so we don't got five like Dallas does.
Yeah, so I know exactly what I'm going to start saying now. I see what you're saying, Rich. I got your point, and I perceive it well. So I know exactly what I'm going to start saying now as far as me, okay, whatever I have to do to advertise a race or promote a race as far as on my social media accounts, I'm going to be like, yeah, you know, all right, come on out here. Meet me, you know. Yeah, don't meet me here. Beat me here because I'm not going live. Because actually, that's taking the burden off of me because, yeah, I'd rather see it instead of trying to hold a phone. So I see what you're saying, and I think for my commitment to my track that I love here in Houston, yeah, I would like to see those Dallas Gladiators engage with us like we do up there. I mean, it took a good friend of mine to help my mindset to travel up there in my condition right now. So, and shout out to that brother for getting me up there, yeah, you know, and helping me have a good time when my mind wasn't ready for it mentally. But now I'm locked in. I'm locked and loaded. Real talk. Y'all can call me Goku because I'm going Super Saiyan on this motherfucking shit. You understand me? Just going back on mute. Appreciate that, Rich. You enlightened me on something.
Alana, let me speak on it a little bit. That was Richard that came up with. For the most part, you are exactly right. But you have new individuals in the game now. And the guys that are letting them live feed at the track are not taking it from the old school or the way it used to be. They need to come to a certain extent of it. Like you're saying, if you know you got a sold out event and you're going to have a crowd there where then you can live feed. But if you don't know that, most of the time you don't want a live feed to get your people to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, actually, like you said, it's actually too much live feed.
Yeah. What I'm saying is maybe I'm wrong, but maybe you tell them, you know.
No, you're not wrong.
Freedom of press or whatever, but. You know, it seems like, you know, you would say, if I was a track owner, which you can do it, because if you go to Ducks Race, they ain't getting no damn live feed other than you pay that $150 a year, okay? Because they see you with the phone on after the qualifying, you know, they go over there and take your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you don't record. You can record all you want. Just don't put it live, you know, because it's hurting the track. You know what I mean? So much. I mean, we do it almost every weekend, so it's making us all lazy, even me included. You know, like I said, I mean, it's making it too easy for us.
Yeah.
Correction real quick. They're not taking the phones. They got technology that can scramble the signal, the live feed signal. They got technology out there, scrambling some signals. They're not taking nobody's personal phone because that's against the law. But
yeah,
they do have technology to scramble the signal.
They can, because they actually were doing that at Ducks Race when it first started off in the beginning. But then they kind of made a few concessions. But like you said, you still have to be with somebody to do live feed at Ducks Race. It's a little bit more to it, but I would have to talk to somebody personally to tell them what else it is with it.
Yeah, I don't have. I just say, you know, it definitely is a double-edged sword. You know, it's a good thing,
yeah,
at the same time as I think, you know, not taking nothing away from those guys. I mean, it's just if you just look. I mean, go back and look on Sunday's thing, and then he posted that, you know, had the most hits ever, and then you just look at the comments and everything, and you can see most of those people usually come to the track on a grudge event. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm not sure which race I'll be at next. I may be at the import deal this weekend, but more than likely I'll probably be at Ellicott's Memorial Day race. I can fill you in on the rest of it because I know the guys personally and I know what they're trying to do. But like you said, and I'm on your side with some of this because they're getting a little bit carried away with it, but they're trying to make a name for themselves.
No, I'm sorry. No, I apologize. Who am I speaking with? Who's the gentleman speaking? I'm just being rude and, yeah, don't know who I'm listening to.
Well, the name is Glenn Dennis, but they call me Wiz.
Okay, Mr. Wiz, I appreciate the
knowledge. I'm the guy that's at the – yeah, I'm usually the guy at the track most of the time taking photos and stuff, so I run
okay
into those guys all the time.
Oh, okay. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And they do a lot. They do a lot for us. I'm just, you know, it definitely does hurt us and help us at the same time.
Well, yeah, like you said. Well, see, I'm old school and they new school. They don't know how the game is played yet.
Maybe they just need to take some of Thursday's technology and just turn it to Sunday sometimes when there's a grudge race. You know, if they go on the track on Thursdays, they can film all they want. They just can't go live.
Good,
you know,
report. Hey, that's a good report right there. You sure right, Mr. Jackson. You know what? Yeah. You need to continue what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole bunch of good ideas
might,
and bright ideas.
Might get
and,
some people, though. Might get some people that don't even want you filming their car on the Thursday, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what that originally started with. Is you know, that somebody didn't like film fit the car, you know.
And I do know when individuals like Mr. Fitz, he will respect your wishes. I do know that he don't go against the grain at all. He gonna respect it all. So you might be right, you know.
Guy. Yeah, they're definitely good guys. I mean, like I said, and I'm not telling them they got to stop doing what they're doing. It's just, I'm telling you that it does hurt the track and it does help the track at the same time. But as far as people-wise, it definitely has to hurt the track because you don't have to get your ass up and go.
Yeah, with that being said, I'm going to be missing real quick. I did hear King B say he wasn't available. Well, how about a Thursday, King B? Ms. Graham, will you be, you know, Mr. Kevin Rogers, Mr. Waffle, will y'all be available on Thursday to go, you know, for
you
fan
you
perspective?
You can't go to race on Thursday. Be slick and ready for unless you don't slick.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. I guess I'll leave that one alone. I'm going back home either.
Oh, boy.
I'm about to get off here, but let me say this before I get off here. Me and Troy can't be the only motherfuckers that race all year long, so some other people need to step up to the plate. You know, me, Troy, and Green can't be the only grudge racers in Houston, so
On the cool, on the
definitely
cool.
We need some help on that category.
I thought it would spark something up for next week. Look like it slowed everybody down. Shit.
You would think it would have, but nah. You know, hey, they call it the bushes for a reason. You know, the bush is the bush. You feel me? And yeah, them bush dwellers are gonna be there until you do something to get them out of there. You know, so I suggest take two spark plugs out and make a pass. I'm just saying, go and make a meet.
Oh, it's going down. Don't worry about it. We're going to bring some girls racing every Sunday to Houston. Y'all just give us a second, man. We're trying to put it together. You know, we're trying to put it together.
Y'all need to hurry
now
up before Rigor Mortis sets in.
We yeah, really say y'all need to hurry up.
You better hurry up before Rigor Mortis sets in. Y'all been getting ready for 3 years, man.
Yeah, damn, Silo. Hey, Silo, we ain't getting no younger,
man. Y'all need to kick that chassis guy in the ass. Y'all need to kick that chassis guy in the ass. You need to go over there and tell him, look, hey, walk up to that car, put your fucking arms on that car, and tell him, look down at the bottom of that car. You see that titty? You've been sucking on that motherfucker long enough.
It's time to grow up, huh?
Yeah.
What's
that moment? You gotta spit it out. I mean, you gotta let it go.
All right. Man, it was a great show tonight, man.
Oh, really? I mean, I concur. I agree, man. Yeah. Especially with me and my situation now, I got to be on the sideline now. I did anticipate on being out there. I was trying to get there, fellas. Ooh, Lord knows I was trying to get there and get out there and engage. But, you know, hey, shit happens. Yeah, Timbo.
Yes, sir. Well, man, hey, appreciate y'all, fellas, man. I enjoyed everybody tonight. We're going to try it again next week.
All right, JP. All right, fellas.
All right, good show tonight, man. Hey, keep it grudging, and that's all it is. You know, shit, I will support by any means necessary. So inbox me, whatever y'all got to do. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and start a foundation. That nigga cut me out.
You're going to start a foundation?
Yeah, I'm going to start a foundation. For my, you know, to support me and Mr. Joel's cause, I'm start printing some T-shirts and stuff like that. So anytime I come out with some T-shirts, man, y'all just go ahead and support me, brother. It's going to help me and Mr. Joel benefit. That tenfold.
That's a tenfold. That's a tenfold.
All right, that's for sure.
JP.
Yes, sir.
JP. Did I miss the bad report?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was just messing with Troy.
Nah, let me run it back one more time. Let me run it back one more time. Let me run it back one more time.
He hung up already.
Mr.
Oh, okay.
No, he ain't hung up. He's still here. He's still here. The bear is here. The bear report. Richard Jackson, Cold Blue, the Cub, Red Dog Express, Hillbilly, the Thot, Hollywood Cold, Kareem, Jackass, Crunk Boy, Fred and Lamont Sanford, Trouble Troy, K-Dawg, Most Impressive, Miss Graham, Driver of the Week, Richard Jackson, Race of the Week, Cold Blue versus Miss Graham. And we out of here. Y'all have a good one, fellas.
You love me.
Good show, man. Later.
And the way you squeeze me. Yeah. Hey, simply beautiful. Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, when you get right down to it, oh.
when you needed me, I was right there. Said you girl, yeah, a kiss, baby. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I